Face off at center ice and losing the puck. Doughty at his blue line, moving in down low. Pyatt, but he got checked by Forbert helping out Doughty. And the Senators, Pyatt never got a shot on Kemper. Now up the middle, Kopitar for Iafallo on right wing into the zone. A pass to the net. Deflects into the goal crease, saved by Condon. Puck worked free. Iafallo to Kopitar, a chance left circle, and a save made. Senators cleared up to the blue line, held in by Forbert. His shot is deflected wide. Ceci may have knocked it wide of the net in the high slot. Kopitar's shot is blocked, and the puck comes out of the zone.
Well, good to see Kopitar in that shooting mode, making himself available in the high slot area. He's really taking advantage of the speed by Iafallo, getting him the puck, allowing him to be able to gain entry into the offensive end.
And the puck down into the Kings' end in a 1-1 tie first period. The rookie Iafallo picks up speed, gains the attacking line, will get it in deep. And now he'll head off on a change as Kempe comes out with Pearson and Toffoli. Senators come to center ice. A pass on the left wing boards. Winds up behind the King's net. Kemper got it to Toffoli. Up the left wing, the former Ottawa 67. Toffoli will lift it into the right wing corner. And back for it is Oduya, who plays it off the wall as the Kings now make a quick change. And Ottawa will let Carlson survey with the puck. 1-1 first period here in Ottawa. Carlson a pass on the left wing boards where it's tipped down into the King zone by Borowiecki. Kemper plays it to his left and now Camilleri to Fantenberg. To Camilleri on left wing and ahead for Shore into the zone, left circle, threw it in front, went off his skate, and Kyle Turris will take over and he'll backhand it out of the zone to center ice. Bouncing puck at the King's line. Forbert now for Shore. Shore will knock it into the left wing corner, Ottawa zone. Camilleri in the forecheck, but the Senators quickly get it to Turris. His pass on left wing to DeZingle at the attacking line. DeZingle couldn't get the puck cleanly. And now Fantenberg will take over for the Kings. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the opening period. Across to Forbert. Forbert, a lead pass, goes all the way into the Ottawa zone. And the Senators rim it around the wall where it's picked up by DiDomenico. Couldn't make a play in the neutral zone. Back comes Andreoff. Andreoff trying to get around a defender, Claussen. And then contact as Andreoff was forced behind the net. Contact with Andreoff and Claussen, and we're going to get the game's first penalty.
Yeah, it's going to be an interference call, and it's going to go against Nick Dowd of the Kings. So in the offensive zone, a penalty the Kings aren't going to be happy with, especially when the Kings have come out here in the first 13 and a half minutes and really established the flow. Doing a good job at keeping the Senators. They held them just to three shots on goal. So the faceoff will come all the way back into the King zone. Penalty killers back to work.
So Ottawa has the game's first power play, 17.9%. Kyle Turris, a team-high four power play points early on. Two goals and two assists, and he is out there. He'll take the draw with Kopitar. 1-1 tie, 6:32 left. The penalty to Dowd at 13:28 for interference. And off the draw, Carlson for Hoffman and cross ice in the high slot. The pass goes past DeZingle and out to center. And here is Carlson, the four-time first-team All-Star for Turris. And to DeZingle, who shoots it into the King zone. Senators try to get a handle and set up the power play. They get it to Carlson for Burrows and around to Turris. Turris out to Hoffman for Turris. Feeds the high slot to DeZingle. Back to Turris, left circle, up top. Hoffman, right side to Carlson. Carlson, cross ice, Turris feeds the slot. Shot! Hoffman and a save made by Kemper. Kemper got a good look at it. The bid in the high slot from Mike Hoffman.
Yeah, they did a great job at moving the puck. It looked like Turris was in a pretty good position to get the one-timer shot on the feed from Carlson. He elected to go back into the high slot. Hoffman was able to walk right into that shot, but unfortunately for he and his teammates, nobody in front of the net. Kemper was able to get his eyes on that puck immediately, took it off the chest, and was able to hang on for the faceoff.
A minute 14 in the Ottawa power play. 5:46 left opening period in Ottawa. And we're tied at one. Brassard now out with Like on the draw. And a scrum for the puck off the draw. And the Senators away with it. But a pass behind the net by Weidman is intercepted. The Kings don't clear. Held in. Broussard right side. A shot blocked. Now Logan Brown leaves it in front. And Weidman a shot in tight is deflected wide. Power play Ottawa at the goal line. Centering pass for Broussard. Broken up by Forbert stick. Puck held in by Ottawa. Broussard in the right wing. Moves down low. Centers in the slot. Weidman a shot. That's deflected wide. Not sure Kemper got a piece of it. And now Broussard again on the right wing boards. Ottawa on the power play. Up top to Fanuff. Feeds it down low. And a one-timer is kicked out on a deflection. Stone with that bid from the left circle. Ottawa still with the puck. They get it out to the blue line. Fanuff walks the line. Feeds it across. Broussard a shot. Saved by Kemper. 20 seconds on the power play. A bouncing puck on the near boards. Weidman in a battle. It squirts free to Doughty, who goes up the middle and gets a clear.
Well, all that little extended time in the defensive zone, the inability of Derek Forbert to get the puck out, just a soft little chip that Ottawa was able to keep it in at the blue line and put two more shots on net.
A 1-1 tie, and now Dowd out of the penalty box, so the Kings have killed the penalty. They've outshot Ottawa 11-7. Senators in the zone, a pass from the left wing boards by Thompson. Winds up deep into the Kings' end. Played up the wall by Muzzin. Knocked down Pageau. Threw it wide of the net. And now Dowd takes over. Chips it off the glass down the ice. Foot race with the puck, but Carlson got there in time. Sends it out to center ice. It's turned over by Thompson. Now Fantenberg and the Kings will take over. Ahead for Pearson at the red line off his stick. Thompson bumped by Kempe between the benches. And a cross ice feed by Muzzin is broken up. But Pearson looking to recover. Can he get it in deep? No. Kempe there to help out. Puck deflects out to the red line. And now Forbert misplays it. And Pageau will lift it into the King zone. And Toffoli across on left wing. Too far ahead of Pearson. But Kempe has it. For Pearson at the red line, and he'll sweep it in deep.
Well, that last 30 seconds, I think the puck exchanged hands about 10 or 12 times. It looked like they were playing ping pong.
Yeah, I've got it. Now you've got it. Turnover. Dustin Brown feeds the slot, looking for Iafalo, but that pass broken up. Iafalo battles to get it back out to the blue line. A shot, glove save, rebound loose, held in by Iafalo on the right wing boards. His pass down low to Dustin Brown. Brown behind the Ottawa net, into the left wing corner. Outside the circle, cycles it back behind the net. Kopitar into the right corner. Back behind the net, on his backhand. Kopitar feeds it on Martinez, a shot from the circle. Save Condon, and a whistle. Well, things are happening again here in the first period whenever the Kopitar-Brown-Iafalo line is on the ice. We'll take a break. 2:55 left opening period in Ottawa. The game tied at 1. Kings Hockey presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Playback underway here in Ottawa in a 1-1 tie in the puck in the Kings zone. A battle behind the Kings net. Pageau is in for Ottawa, and now Alec Martinez and Aya follow up with the puck. Pageau feeds it out to the blue line, left side, Fanuff sends it back in down low. Payette watched by Martinez, spinning away from the Kings defender, feeds it out to Fanuff with a shot, blocked, loose in front, and a backhander save made. Payette stopped by Kemper, and Aya follow. We'll get it to center ice for Kopitar. Kopitar will swing back inside his blue line as the Kings make a change.
A little bit of a fortuitous bounce there for the Senators. Kopitar blocked two attempts coming towards the net, and then the puck just got away from him. Payette was able to jump on it, sweep it towards the net. Kemper very alert to make the save.
Shore will get a shoot in out as goaltender Condon plays it around the wall to his right. DeZingle, a bouncing puck. Couldn't control it. Broussard does. Senators out of their zone on right wing. Broussard will serve it into the King zone. Doughty down low. Gets bodied along the boards. There to help out is Forbert. Forbert with the Broussard. But the Senators up with a puck. Stone feeds right circle to Zingo. Back in the corner with the pass. But now Doughty for Shore. And Shore across to Lewis. Lewis's cross-ice pass hit a stick. A lot of those cross-ice passes by both teams are hitting sticks in the neutral zone. And the Senators will get it in, and they'll make a change with a minute to play in the period. Here's Doughty out of his zone on right wing. will gain the red line and flip it down in on goal. Easy save for Condon. And the Senators to center with Turris. To the Kings line, his shot hit a leg. Chased down by Burrows. Burrows got tied up by Dowd. And the puck over the glass and out of play. Kings Hockey brought to you by Cooper Tires. Get a voucher, good for two free tickets to a select L.A. Kings regular season game during Cooper Tires Buy 4 and Score event. Visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer for complete forms, terms, and conditions.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at the neutral zone there, Nick, things a little bit more, there's more lateral passes tonight than we've seen the last few games. In the past number of games, Kings have been going north and south, but both teams are electing to go a little bit more east and west, and that's why you're getting those plays disrupted going through that neutral zone.
Period winding down, 30 seconds left. A dump in by Ottawa to the net from the right corner. Burrows was checked, and now at the right circle, Turris is shot. And not sure if that got through to Kemper or was blocked by a Senator. Either way, the Kings will clear it down the ice. 15 seconds left. Carlson rambles behind his own net, chased out to center ice by Pearson. Carlson will feed it down into the Kings' end. Forbert now for Kempe. Kempe across on the right wing to Toffoli. Gains the attacking line. He'll shoot it in, and that'll do it for the first period. Shots on goal, 15-8 advantage Kings. Last night, Darryl, they had 17 first-period shots. Tonight, we're tied at the end of one at one.
Solid start for the Kings, aside from getting on the board right off the bat. I just like the way they pushed the pace. Defensively, they didn't give up a lot. You really can't blame anybody on the goal that the Senators scored. Kings should be up after one period of play, but notice the way the puck bounces some nights. I like the way that they played the game. They had some jump in their stride, especially for a team that played last night. They played with some structure. Again, just tidy things up a little bit in the neutral zone. Senators are a team that play with patience. They'll force you to make mistakes, so you've got to limit your mistakes.
Kings started scoring early at 24 seconds. Martinez is first from Kempe on a clean face-off win by the Kings rookie center. And then at 6:09, Phaneuf ties at his second from Hoffman and Pageau. Say, looking to get to some future Kings games? Save on ticket prices and fees by getting a mini plan. There are plenty of choices for preset 3-game and 5-game mini plans, along with the option of the flex plan, which allows you to build the plan of your choice and select the games you want to attend. Visit lakings.com/mini plans now and see all of the great options. Coming up in our first intermission, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And then after the update, we check in with the insider, John Rosen. Between periods 1 and 2 here in Ottawa, the Kings won, the Senators win. Senators won. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
This is the Toyota Hockey Center Update.
I'm John Wolf with the Toyota Hockey Center Update on 790 KABC. The score after one period, Kings 1, Senators 1. Beginning at 6 o'clock, the Ferris wheel at the Santa Monica Pier is going to be displaying lighting designs in support of our Dodgers. A former production assistant in one of Harvey Weinstein's TV shows, Mimi Haley, claimed today at a news conference that Weinstein sexually assaulted her in his New York loft in 2006.
I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying, "Don't you feel we're so much closer to each other now?" To which I replied, "No."
Watch where you park. Cars left in areas with high fire risk could be towed.
For the first time in 3 years, parking restrictions are in place in areas that are historically prone to wildfires. LA Fire Department spokesman Brian Humphrey says the most common places are narrow streets near hillsides.
The locations are known, and they are locations such as the Hollywood Hills, the Santa Monica Mountains, the Simi Hills, the Foothills, historically older neighborhoods.
He says these streets in question do have signs that warn of towing during a red flag warning. It's possible the restrictions could go beyond Wednesday morning. James Rojas, KABC News.
And three members of the LA Unified School District Board of Education today called on their colleague Ref Rodriguez to take a leave of absence while he's being investigated. KABC Kings intermission traffic. Sig alert on the 91 eastbound going to the 57 northbound. It's got traffic backed up to the 5 on the 91. 210 eastbound to the 15 northbound. An accident affects traffic both off the 15 and the 210. And on the 105 eastbound at Central, HOV lane was blocked with traffic backed up to Nash. KABC Kings intermission weather. Critical fire weather conditions through Wednesday. Hot weather, low humidity, and gusty Santa Ana winds. Tonight clear, low in the mid-60s to mid-70s. Tomorrow sunny. High from around 90 at the beaches to 101 inland. Right now, Tarzana 100, Irvine Line 104, and downtown L.A. 101. Next news in the second intermission, breaking news at once. I'm John Wolfe, 790 KABC News. Again, after one period, it's Kings 1, Senators 1. Back now with Nick and Daryl on the Kings Radio Network and 790 KABC, sponsored by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Back here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, first intermission, the Kings and the Ottawa Senators are tied at 1. Road trip continues Thursday in Montreal with the Canadians. Our coverage at 4 o'clock with the pregame on KBC and the radio network. Kings' next homestand will feature the Toronto Maple Leafs on Thursday, November 2nd, and the Nashville Predators on Saturday, November 4th. Both games at 7:30, 888-KINGS-LA, lakings.com. for ticket information. Joined right now by the insider John Rosen, who follows the Kings home and road all season long. And head coach John Stevens had a scrum before the game talking about last night's game in Toronto, the Maple Leafs winning it by a score of 3-2. And the conversation came up about the Kings and their defensive play.
Yeah, it's checking and not wanting to have to sacrifice offense for defense. It's all in the wake of Jeff Carter being out of the lineup, but interesting numbers. Even though Nylander and Matthews last night had 13 shots on goal combined, they did a lot of their damage on the power play. 5-on-5, the possession actually favored Nick Shore's line in that head-to-head matchup against Austin Matthews' line. I asked John if he was willing to sacrifice that offense for strong checking when you have those types of matchups. That's not at all how he saw it. He said, "We really believe that the better you are offensively, the better you are defensively, the better you will be offensively. You will be having the puck more. We want to check fast and hard as a team because it gives us the puck more and allows us to do more with it." So again, it all starts in their defensive zone. And looking back at some of the quotes that John Stevens had earlier today when we spoke with him before the game, it's all about reinforcing the checking. You check well, you will have the opportunities in the offensive zone just because you're going to have the puck more. The best offense is a good defense.
Yeah, and the numbers bear that out early on. The Kings, number one in goals allowed per game at 2.13, and yet their offense right up there, tied for fifth with Ottawa, ironically, at 3.6 per game. Now, tonight a little line juggling, John, but for a few games we saw young Adrian Kempe, the youngest King at 21, playing with one of the oldest Kings, Michael Camilleri.
Yeah, no longer on the same line here this evening, but again, Camilleri is the veteran, Adrian Kempe, 21 years old. It's a good matchup, veteran, young player there. Good chemistry when they had been skating together along with Trevor Lewis. Camilleri said, "We're talking. We're communicating. I've said to him a couple times, you want me to talk? What do you feel like?" And he's very open to it. Camilleri also said, "He's a young guy, but I don't think he carries himself or plays so much with that feel." Keep in mind, too, Kempe's father, a skill development coach. He has a high hockey IQ, Adrian Kempe. His father, Michael, the general manager now of Gotha Trenenburg, GM there, also his coach there for Gotha Trenenburg, so has it in his family. And, of course, Daryl Sutter last year at the very beginning of the season went out of his way when we were in Las Vegas for Frozen Fury to go and praise Adrian Kempe, the IQ that he has, how he sees the game very well for somebody at his age.
And an update, John, on a Kings prospect, their number one pick this summer. We were not able to see him in preseason, any games, because of an injury, and that first-round pick was Gabe Vilardi.
Yeah, we didn't see him at development camp or rookie camp, did not take part in Canada's evaluation camp for World Juniors, but now he has been cleared to start to skate, based on what I've been hearing from a team source. There's no timeline yet, but they're getting him on the ice in a very limited capacity. This has been the plan for several weeks now. It's finally coming to fruition at this point. Kempe, when he went through the NHL Combine, did not take part in lower body testing at the Combine. Somebody that has had back and hip problems that have kept him off the ice. But this is, again, it's no timetable, but this does represent just a step of the process, a step forward. So it's good to hear that at least that next step is being taken. And, you know, once we get towards that next step, we'll be able to share it with you here on radio, on the blog, and on television.
Gabe Vilardi, 11th overall in the first round last summer. John Rosen, the insider, follows the Kings home and road all season long at lakings.com. Check them out daily. We all do. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Nick.
We head to period two here in Ottawa. The Senators and the Kings are tied at 1-2 defensemen with goals. Alec Martinez for the Kings, Dion Phaneuf for Ottawa. Back with more. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans back here in Ottawa. We get set for the start of the second period, a 1-1 tie. Some of the numbers in the first, the Kings outshot Ottawa 15-8. Ottawa had the only power play, did not score. The goals, Martinez his first, Phaneuf his second. Martinez had a team-high 3 shots. The only senator with more than one was Piatt, who had 2. And we talked about Adrian Kempe winning that faceoff to set up the goal to Alec Martinez. That was the only faceoff he won. He was 1-5 in the first period.
And in the faceoff circle, the Senators holding quite an edge. They won 62% of the draws in the opening period. Kyle Turris, he was a game high, 4 of 5, 80%. You mentioned Alec Martinez leading the Kings with 3 shots. He also led all skaters in ice time. He played 9 minutes and 3 seconds of the opening period. Pardon me, Jake Muzzin played 9-11.
Darcy Kuemper and the Kings set up and defend to our left here in the second period. The Kopitar line will start. And off the draw, Derek Forbert for Kopitar. His pass across to Brown, off sticks. They battle for it in the neutral zone. Still bouncing around. Iafalo away with it. Quickly up the left wing in the zone at the circle. A shot high and wide. And out to center ice. Forbert will send it in off the glass. Chased down by Brown to Iafalo, right corner. Out to the right point for Doughty. Doughty with a shot that's blocked. Kopitar chasing. Kopitar in the right corner. Kopitar holding on out to Doughty. Across to Forbert, left side. Sends it in down low. Winds up in the right corner. To Kopitar again. Hands it off for Iafalo behind the net. Alex Iafalo into the left corner. On his backhand, sweeps it back into the corner for Kopitar. He'll bring it out up high to the blue line. Cross ice pass picked off by Hoffman. Bad choice there by Kopitar. He doesn't make many of them. And now the Senators feed Phaneuf on left wing, and he'll hammer it in. The Senators wanted a line change, and the puck quickly out and down to the Ottawa line. Carlson taking a look. He'll backhand it into the right of goalie Kuemper. And Forbert rims it around for Pearson. And cross-iced it to Foley, and ahead intended for Kempe up the middle, but that's broken up. Senators turn it over to Foley quickly in the zone, right wing, a pass to the net. Pearson for Kempe, but Kempe had his stick tied up. Now Muzzin a shot that pinballs around and is blocked. Oh, a great setup there, but the Kings never got a shot on goal. Stone up the right wing for Ottawa to the Kings line. He got tied up. And now the Kings will take over with Tanner Pearson. Stretch pass onside to Foley in the zone. Curl and drag and a shot blocked. Adrian Kempe playing with Pearson and Toffoli here tonight as the Senators come out of their zone. Puck played into the Kings' end by Thompson. Back quickly the Kings. A lead pass. Pearson to Toffoli at the end of the shift. Didn't work. And here's Thompson in on left wing for Ottawa. Along the boards. Feeds it out to the blue line. Borowiecki a shot well wide of the net. Weidman on the right side. Threw it in down low. Deflects to Camilleri. Camilleri lifts it high in the air and gets it out to center ice. Trevor Lewis takes over and he'll get it in deep. 1-1 tie, early second period here in Ottawa. Shore out now with Lewis and Camilleri as Weidman clears the puck to center ice. And Doughty will gather it in. Kings moving left to right offensively. Doughty's pass off a stick and down the ice. Weidman taking over for Ottawa. Sends it up the wall and out to center for Turris, who got bumped by McDermott. And the Kings play it ahead out of the reach of Dowd. It rolls in on goaltender Condon, but the play is whistled on an offside.
Well, we played 3 minutes here in the second period. Neither team has been able to get a shot on goal. Kings had a couple of opportunities off the rush. A good feed to Foley. Pearson tried to bring it from his backhand to his forehand, tuck it around the goaltender. It ends up sliding off of his stick, maybe a little help to the defender. And then coming in, Kempe, he looked like he had an empty net to put it in. Good back check there by the Senators, preventing from Kempe from connecting.
So we're still tied 1-1. Alec Martinez scoring the game's first goal 24 seconds into the game, his first of the season. Kings have the light line out with Andrioff and Dowd. Fantenberg for the Kings up the wall. While falling, Dowd trying to make a play for Like. Puck deflects to the Kings line. Picked up, moving in. Centering pass by Hoffman. Just missed the stick of DiDomenico. That might have been broken up by a King stick as well, and the Kings will get it down the ice.
Yeah, DiDomenico, I think, just lost maybe track of it. It was coming through the defender. It was right on his tip. I think he'd like to have that one back.
Lawson into the zone for DiDomenico. A shot from left wing along the board save. The wraparound attempt by Claussen and Kemper with the stop and a whistle. 16-13 left. Second period, no score. Interesting story on DiDomenico. Played over in Europe last year. When he was a junior in Canada, he broke his leg, a severe break up high, and the doctors told him, forget about playing sports. You might never walk correctly again. Well, here he is playing in the NHL, so good for him.
But can he walk?
Yeah, he can skate. Yeah, I've never seen him without skates. It's a good point by you. Off the draw, Iafallo out at center ice for Dustin Brown. That's broken up. And now Martinez will backhand it into the Ottawa end. Cody Ceci, an Ottawa native, played for the Ottawa 67s and now in the NHL with the Ottawa Senators. For Pyatt at center, he'll get it down into the King zone. Curtis McDermott, his fourth NHL game. His parents are here. His dad, Paul, former NHLer. His mom, Pam, a seven-hour drive to get here for tonight's game. They were in Toronto last night, but he didn't play, so they went home. Then they found out around noon today he was playing, so they got in the car and made the trek.
Those are hockey parents.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Turnover Kings at the left circle. Phaneuf centers and a one-timer wide by Brassard. The puck kind of fluttered away from Savard. Now a chance. Save is made off Hoffman, and the rebound for Stone is deflected over the net, and the Kings will clear.
Great save on that shot by Hoffman with the right pad. Getting it out was Kemper.
Back comes Ottawa in on right wing. Hoffman's backhander kicked out. Not a hard chance. Stone across for Hoffman. Left wing boards. Cross ice right point. Carlson a shot blocked, and Dustin Brown takes over. Brown will get it to center. Picked up by Kopitar. Kopitar into the zone. Kopitar can't get around Carlson with the puck. Few people can. And now at center ice, here comes Brassard. He got tied up. Toffoli ahead for Kempe. Speeds in on right wing. Back to Toffoli with a shot. Just wide. Now Kempe tries to stuff it in. And a save made. Oh, the Toffoli shot skipped behind the goaltender. Just missed going inside that right post. And then Kempe tried to stuff it in. Kempe had most of his body behind the goal line as he tried that.
Yeah, the shot by Toffoli was saved by the goaltender, Condon. Hits the inside of his toe and comes back the other way. And then Kempe, as he was going by in that short side post, just unable to get a stick on it far enough to bring it back around the corner. So Condon diving back to his left, but the initial shot off the inside of the skate and about 2-3 inches wide of the near side post.
So we play on, tied at 1, 14:30 left, second period. Kempe will stay out with Toffoli and Pearson. Kings have three veteran forwards out injured. Marion Gabrick has yet to play this year. Jeff Carter, Kyle Clifford also sidelined. And off the draw, left wing boards, Muzzin a shot, Condon the stop, and we'll get another faceoff in the Ottawa end. We mentioned earlier Doughty and Carlson matching up here. Two of the best in the game at their positions. Doughty in his career against Ottawa, 12 games, a goal, 6 assists, plus 4. Carlson against the Kings, 10 games, 2 goals, 8 points, and a minus 2. Carlson, 2-time Norris Trophy winner, 4-time first-team All-Star. Doughty, 1 Norris Trophy, a 3-time All-Star, 1 first-team, 2 second-team, and 2 Stanley Cups.
Pretty good resume.
Yep, and both in their prime. Now off the draw, shot to Foley left circle as he was set up by Pearson. Shot went wide, and to center, here's Turris with speed and room in the zone to the right circle. His shot wide of the net. And now to Foley's outlet pass, misses. Kempe held in. Turris turns, blue line shot handled by Kemper. And to Foley will lift it cross ice to Pearson. And Pearson will knock it down into the Ottawa end. And this will be icing. And again, Darrell, we're seeing a lot of these cross-ice attempts, pass attempts in the neutral zone tonight.
Yeah, a little bit more trapping going on in this game. And that's exactly what the Ottawa Senators, that's the style of hockey that they play. They force you to make mistakes. So you can't play into their hands. You've got to continue to keep doing what you're doing. And for the Kings, that is moving the puck straight up the ice. When you start making those lateral passes, the opposition, the defensive team can start reading them. They can step in and intercept.
1-1 tie, and off the draw, Weidman down to the right circle with a shot. He broke his stick. Puck winds up at the side of the net, and we get the whistle, and now the two pieces of the stick finally land on the ice. That stick shattered Weidman's stick, and it went up in the air about 30 feet before landing on the ice. We'll take a break. 13:42 left in the second in Ottawa. The game tied at 1. Kings Hockey presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans with you here tonight from the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, Canada's capital. We're tied 1-1. Face off in the King zone and off the draw. Weidman with a new stick will get it back in down low. Borowiecki in the left corner. Threw it behind the net to Brassard. He's watched by Forbert. Puck free. And now Camilleri. For sure to center to Camilleri, who tips it in and chases it down with Weidman. They collide along the boards, and the Senators away with the puck. Here's Hoffman to the Kings line, drops it for the trailer. Shot Borowiecki blocked. Trevor Lewis plays it up the wall. That's blocked. Senators hold it in. Momentarily, Kings get a clear, not out. Borowiecki, blue line shot. Save, rebound. Tipped wide. It was Hoffman on that rolling puck, got the rebound chance. Guy Boucher has Hoffman and Stone out on the same line now. Borowiecki, right side to Weidman. Weidman a shot attempt block. Forbert takes over for Camilleri. And now to Fantenberg. Kings out of their zone to the attacking line. Fantenberg to Shore, right wing. Shore feeds it behind the net. Lewis got pinned along the wall. Camilleri with the puck. Stripped by Stone. Stone goes cross ice with a pass. Held in by Doughty. Moves down low in the right corner. Doughty feeds it out to the blue line. McDermott back in deep behind the net to Lewis. Lewis had to go off his skate. And now the Senators use the glass, and Weidman gets it down the ice. Boy, a long shift for a lot of the players out there. McDermott, outlet pass, tipped out on left wing, away from Andrioff in the neutral zone. And now Senators have a free clear on a delayed offside. Carlson to center, snaps it across to Turris. Turris a pass to the front of the net to Dzingel, but he had his stick tied up. Now Dzingel is knocked down by Like, and Like away with the puck for Andrioff at center, and Andrioff will get it down. Brooks Like was drafted by Ottawa back in 2001, played one game for the Senators. Then he was traded to the Washington Capitals, where he spent 13 years with the Capitals organization. Senators to center ice with Carlson, cutting to his right inside the Kings line. Checked by Dowd. And Dowd got it on right wing to Martinez. Skating room through center to the attacking line. Leaves it for Andrioff. A shot. Stick save. Condon, no rebound. And we'll get a face-off in the Ottawa end. 11:16 left. Second period tied at 1. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located along the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino, good times anytime, good times all the time. The goals in the first period by defensemen tonight, Martinez and Phaneuf.
Now we'll give you an update from Los Angeles. Dodger Stadium, top of the third inning. It's the Dodgers leading the Astros in Game 1 of the World Series, 1-0.
Chris Taylor, a leadoff home run in the first inning for the Dodgers. 1-1 here. Kopitar back out with Iafallo and Brown. Fantenberg out there now with Forbert. Again on the blue line, no Folan tonight. McDermott replacing him. And off the draw, Iafallo to Fantenberg. Across to Forbert to Kopitar. Chops it back in deep. Dustin Brown in the left corner. Brown out to Forbert. Forbert with a shot attempt blocked by Phaneuf. The puck bounces in the air, is still bouncing, and away with it. Piatt gains the red line. Tom Piatt will get it in deep. Forbert back for the puck. Wound up in the corner boards in the high slot. Shot attempt. Brassard block. And now from the right wing side, CeCe's chance is blocked. CeCe again with it. Stick handling, moving down low, threw it in front. Shot! Saved by Kemper. Oh, a chance in tight. But Kemper with the stop. It was Piatt who's had some good looks tonight. Now a blue line shot. Phaneuf is blocked. Another chance in front. Just wide by Thompson. Piatt behind the net. Checked by Kopitar. Puck chased down by Thompson and Kopitar. Kopitar wisely backhands it over everybody and gets it down.
And one of the reasons why the Senators able to move a little bit more freely around the offensive zone, Iafallo had broken his stick.
Now the Senators into the zone again. Turris plays it to the right wing boards. Burrows out to Carlson. That off Carlson's stick and to center ice. And now in on right wing to the right circle. A shot. Pearson missed the short side. Kempe takes over. Throws it behind the net to Pearson, who got knocked down from behind. Knocked down by Oduya. And the Senators will lift it down the ice. Kings moving left to right offensively in the period. Doughty for Pearson. Can't get it in deep. Senators take over. Turris plays it up the wall and down to the Kings line. And Jake Muzzin with it. Muzzin ahead for Toffoli. He'll backhand it in. Carlson back quickly. Rims it around for Oduya. Stretch pass broken up by a King stick. In the neutral zone, and the Kings take over. Over the line on left wing. Kempe will get it in behind the goal. Toffoli is up with it. Toffoli feeds the slot, but Camilleri was tied up. Puck in the right wing boards to Martinez. Moving down low, Martinez at the side of the net leaves it for Camilleri, who centers, and it's tipped just wide. In tight by Nick Shore. Oh, he had the whole net, and he pulled it wide. He'll be thinking about that one the rest of the night unless he gets a goal. And the Senators will clear. Martinez, a quick up to Shore, who plays it in the zone. Chased down by Lewis. He's in too deep. Shoots anyway. Saved by Condon. 1-1 tie. And now Brassard looking to get it to Hoffman at center ice. Broken up, and now the Kings in the zone to the net. Here comes McDermott with a chance. Save is made. Defenseman Curtis McDermott with a rush. And now from the left wing, a shot by Lewis. Deflects on and a save, Condon. And the Senators will ice the puck to get a whistle.
Well, after some scramble play there, the Kings create a pretty good opportunity. Nick Shore had a great chance to the right of the goal. He ends up missing the entire net with his shot. He had time to be able to put it in. He was on his forehand. And then Curtis McDermott, with a great burst of speed, coming back up the middle of the ice, saw the daylight, took the puck to the net, took the goaltender and everybody with him. Kings just unable to convert, putting that puck back into that crease area.
Still tied 1-1, 8:02 left second period. And now Brooks Like out with Andreoff and Dowd. We mentioned Like began his career, his brief NHL career, one game with Ottawa before being traded to Washington. Darrell, he was traded for Peter Bondra. Off the draw, Doughty a shot, save, rebound cleared to center ice by Stone. And on the right wing boards, Dowd will get it into the Ottawa zone. Weidman chased by Like. Weidman now a long lead pass broken up in the neutral zone. Doughty taking over ahead for Dowd. That pass didn't connect. And now the other way, Logan Brown for Ottawa, their first round pick a couple of years ago. 6 foot six, he gets the puck in deep. Like will wrist it through center all the way down. They wave off the icing and back for it, Burrows. He'll hand it off for CeCe and ahead to Logan Brown on left wing. Gains the red line and gets it in deep. Muzzin back. Peels away from Thompson. His long lead pass misses everybody. Goes all the way down. And another icing. 7:12 left in the second period. Still tied 1-1.
Well, in the second period, not as many shots as we saw in the opening period. Ottawa's been limited to 5 shots. They had a couple of times, a couple of shifts where they were in the offensive zone, cycling the puck around. Darcy Kuemper came up with a couple of huge saves. One with his right pad on Hoffman. And then also denying Stone from the opposite side on that same sequence of rebound. He hasn't been busy. Ottawa trying to generate a little bit of traffic in front of the net, trying to keep him deep in his crease.
Kings out shooting Ottawa at 24-13. And off the draw, the puck is lifted down the ice. A foot race up with it is Dustin Brown. Outside the right circle, he got checked right away by Phaneuf. And now in for the puck, Iafallo. Out to Martinez. Across left side, Muzzin with a shot. Block, loose puck. Shot save by Iafallo. Iafallo on the rebound after Muzzin's shot was blocked. And DeZingle will flip it up the wall and down into the King's end. DeZingle on it, left wing boards. Moves to the circle, backhand to forehand. Tried to center the puck, it's blocked by Martinez. Kopitar there helping out down low as he usually does. They work it along the wall. Kopitar now in DiDomenico. Kopitar sends it around Toya follow in deep, pinching. Carlson brings it up high now. Carlson on his backhand. Carlson chased along the boards by Ifalo. Goes to his forehand, then he turned it over in the slot. And Muzzin sends out Brown. Brown ahead on right wing, around one man in the zone. A centering pass out of the reach of Muzzin. Jumping up, Muzzin at the end of a shift. Dustin Brown plays it out, held in Muzzin in front of the bench. To Doughty with a shot and a save. Condon will take a break. 5:57 left, second period in Ottawa. Kings and Senators tied at one. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 5:57 left here in the second period in Ottawa. We're tied 1-1. First period goals by Martinez and Phaneuf. For Alec Martinez's first goal. Set up by Adrian Kempe. Kempe out there. Adrian playing between Pearson and Toffoli. First two games without Jeff Carter. The Kings had Shore between Pearson and Toffoli. Off the draw, Pearson out to Doughty. Across left side to McDermott with a high drive over the net. Up to keep it in, Doughty went off a body and out to center. Brassard, a feed on right wing. Stone into the zone for Carlson. Carlson met by Pearson. Stone got it in down low to Burrows in the right corner. Burrows bumped by Kempe. Doughty watching Brassard and away with the puck. Kempe to center ice. Gains the red line. Feeds it off to Pearson on left wing. He'll get it in deep. Toffoli in for the puck. Toffoli along the boards got double teamed as the Kings were changing. And now the puck is cleared by Claussen to center. Kings moving left to right offensively. Stretch pass ahead, eludes Lewis, was broken up by a Senator stick. Ottawa takes over in their end, cleared around the wall, and out to center ice. And Stone couldn't do anything with it as he picked it up at the Kings line, rolled away from him. And now Lewis the other way on right wing. Lewis will push it in deep. Trevor with three goals and three assists early on in the new season. And now Oduya will send it all the way down, and this will be icing. With 4:44 left here in the second. A 1-1 tie, and let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. Toffoli in the zone, shoots, scores!
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
Kyle Turris and Nick Dowd out for the faceoff to the left of goaltender Condon. Michael Condon played collegiately at Princeton, native of Massachusetts, third year in the NHL. And he was picked up when Craig Anderson had a leave of absence last year to be with his wife, who was undergoing cancer treatment. And off the draw, Oduya gets it down, but no icing. It was deflected. Loose puck in the Kings' end. Burrows, or at least Thompson in the corner, got knocked down, and now a hand pass called against Ottawa, so the faceoff will come out to center ice. Kings hockey brought to you by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Kings and dedicated to helping people build better every day. Call, click, or stop by and start a conversation with us today. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Here in Ottawa, first period, 9:15 left, tied at one. And right now, let's pause for station identification on the Kings Radio Network.
News, talk, evolve. KABC, Los Angeles, Orange County, a Cumulus station.
Face off at center ice, and losing the puck, Doughty at his blue line, moving in down low, Pyatt, but he got checked by Forbert helping out Doughty. And the Senators, Pyatt never got a shot on Kemper. Now up the middle, Kopitar for Iafallo on right wing into the zone, a pass to the net, deflects into the goal crease, saved by Condon. Puck worked free, Iafallo to Kopitar, a chance left circle, and a save made. Senators cleared up to the blue line, held in by Forbert, his shot is deflected wide. CeCe may have knocked it wide of the net. In the high slot, Kopitar's shot is blocked, and the puck comes out of the zone.
Well, good to see Kopitar in that shooting mode, making himself available in the high slot area. He's really taking advantage of the speed by Iafallo, getting him the puck, allowing him to be able to gain entry into the offensive end.
And the puck down into the Kings' end in a 1-1 tie first period. The rookie Iafallo picks up speed, gains the attacking line, will get it in deep. And now he'll head off on a change as Kempe comes out with Pearson and Toffoli. Senators come to center ice. A pass on the left wing boards. Winds up behind the Kings net. Kemper got it to Toffoli. Up the left wing, the former Ottawa 67, Toffoli, will lift it into the right wing corner. And back for it is Oduya, who plays it off the wall as the Kings now make a quick change. And Ottawa will let Carlson survey with the puck. 1-1, first period here in Ottawa. Carlson, a pass on the left wing boards where it's tipped down into the King zone by Borowiecki. Kemper plays it to his left, and now Camilleri to Fantenberg. To Camilleri on left wing and ahead for Shore into the zone, left circle, threw it in front, went off his skate, and Kyle Turris will take over, and he'll backhand it out of the zone to center ice. Bouncing puck at the Kings line. Forbert now for Shore. Shore will knock it into the left wing corner, Ottawa zone. Camilleri in the forecheck, but the Senators quickly get it to Turris. His pass on left wing to Dzingel at the attacking line. Dzingel couldn't get the puck cleanly, and now Fantenberg will take over for the Kings. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the opening period. Across to Forbert. Forbert, a lead pass, goes all the way into the Ottawa zone. And the Senators rim it around the wall where it's picked up by DiDomenico. Couldn't make a play in the neutral zone. Back comes Andrioff. Andrioff trying to get around a defender, Clausen. And then contact as Andrioff was forced behind the net. Contact with Andrioff and Clausen, and we're going to get the game's first penalty.
Yeah, it's going to be an interference call, and it's going to go against Nick Dowd of the Kings. So in the offensive zone, a penalty the Kings aren't going to be happy with, especially when the Kings have come out here in the first 13 and a half minutes and really established the flow, doing a good job at keeping the Senators. They held them just to 3 shots on goal. So the faceoff will come all the way back into the Kings zone. Penalty killers back to work.
So Ottawa has the game's first power play, 17.9%. Kyle Turris, a team-high 4 power play points early on, 2 goals and 2 assists, and he is out there. He'll take the draw with Kopitar. 1-1 tie, 6:32 left. The penalty to Dowd at 13:28 for interference. And off the draw, Carlson for Hoffman and cross ice in the high slot. The pass goes past Dzingel and out to center. And here is Carlson, the 4-time first team All-Star for Turris. And to Dzingel, who shoots it into the King zone. Senators try to get a handle and set up the power play. They get it to Carlson for Burrows and around to Turris. Turris out to Hoffman for Turris. Feeds the high slot to Dzingel. Back to Turris, left circle, up top. Hoffman, right side to Carlson. Carlson, cross ice. Turris feeds the slot. Shot! Hoffman and a save made by Kemper. Kemper got a good look at it. The bid in the high slot from Mike Hoffman.
Yeah, they did a great job at moving the puck. It looked like Turris was in a pretty good position to get the one-timer shot on the feed from Carlson. He elected to go back into the high slot. Hoffman was able to walk right into that shot, but unfortunately for he and his teammates, nobody in front of the net. Kemper was able to get his eyes on that puck immediately, took it off the chest, and was able to hang on for the faceoff.
A minute 14 in the Ottawa power play. 5:46 left opening period in Ottawa. And we're tied at 1. Brassard now out with Like on the draw. And a scrum for the puck off the draw. And the Senators away with it. But a pass behind the net by Weidman is intercepted. The Kings don't clear. Held in. Brassard right side. A shot blocked. Now Logan Brown leaves it in front. And Weidman, a shot in tight, is deflected wide. Power play Ottawa at the goal line. Centering pass for Brassard. Broken up by Forbert's stick. Puck held in by Ottawa. Brassard in the right wing. Moves down low. Centers in the slot. Weidman, a shot. That's deflected wide. Not sure Kemper got a piece of it. And now Brassard again in the right wing boards. Ottawa on the power play. Up top to Fanuff. Feeds it down low. And a one-timer is kicked out on a deflection. Stone with that bid from the left circle. Ottawa still with the puck. They get it out to the blue line. Fanuff walks the line. Feeds it across. Brassard, a shot. Saved by Kemper. 20 seconds on the power play. A bouncing puck on the near boards. Weidman in a battle. It squirts free to Doughty, who goes up the middle and gets a clear.
Well, all that little extended time in the defensive zone, the inability of Derek Forbert to get the puck out, just a soft little chip that Ottawa was able to keep it in at the blue line and put two more shots on net.
A 1-1 tie, and now Dowd out of the penalty box, so the Kings have killed the penalty. They've outshot Ottawa 11-7. Senators in the zone. A pass from the left wing boards by Thompson. Winds up deep into the Kings' end. Played up the wall by Muzzin. Knocked down Pageau. Threw it wide of the net. And now Dowd takes over. Chips it off the glass down the ice. Foot race for the puck, but Carlson got there in time. Sends it out to center ice. It's turned over by Thompson. Now Fantenberg and the Kings will take over. Ahead for Pearson at the red line off his stick. Thompson bumped by Kempe between the benches. And a cross-ice feed by Muzzin is broken up. But Pearson looking to recover. Can he get it in deep? No. Kempe there to help out. Puck deflects out to the red line. And now Forbert misplays it. And Pageau will lift it into the King zone. And Toffoli across on left wing. Too far ahead of Pearson. But Kempe has it. For Pearson at the red line, and he'll sweep it in deep.
Well, that last 30 seconds, I think the puck exchanged hands about 10 or 12 times. It looked like they were playing ping pong.
Yeah, I've got it. Now you've got it. Turnover. Dustin Brown feeds the slot, looking for Iafalo, but that pass broken up. Iafalo battles to get it back out to the blue line. A shot, glove save. Rebound loose, held in by Iafalo on the right wing boards. His pass down low to Dustin Brown. Brown behind the Ottawa net, into the left wing corner. Outside the circle, cycles it back behind the net. Kopitar into the right corner. Back behind the net. On his backhand. Kopitar feeds it on Martinez. A shot from the circle. Save Condon. And a whistle. Well, things are happening again here in the first period whenever the Kopitar-Brown-Iafalo line is on the ice. We'll take a break. 2:55 left opening period in Ottawa. The game tied at 1. Kings Hockey presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Playback underway here in Ottawa in a 1-1 tie in the puck in the Kings zone. A battle behind the Kings net. Pageau is in for Ottawa. And now Alec Martinez. And Iafalo up with the puck. Pageau feeds it out to the blue line. Left side, Phaneuf. Sends it back in down low. Payette watched by Martinez. Spinning away from the Kings defender. Feeds it out to Phaneuf with a shot. Blocked. Loose in front. And a backhander save made. Payette stopped by Kemper. And Iafalo will get it to center ice for Kopitar. Kopitar will swing back inside his blue line as the Kings make a change.
A little bit of a fortuitous bounce there for the Senators. Kopitar blocked two attempts coming towards the net, and then the puck just got away from him. Pyatt was able to jump on it, sweep it towards the net. Kemper very alert to make the save.
Shore will get a shoot in out as goaltender Condon plays it around the wall to his right. DeZingle, a bouncing puck, couldn't control it. Brassard does. Senators out of their zone on right wing. Brassard will serve it into the King zone. Doughty down low, gets bodied along the boards. There to help out is Forbert. Forbert with the Brassard, but the Senators up with a puck. Stone feeds right circle to Zingo, back in the corner with the pass, but now Doughty for Shore, and Shore across to Lewis. Lewis's cross-ice pass hit a stick. A lot of those cross-ice passes by both teams are hitting sticks in the neutral zone, and the Senators will get it in, and they'll make a change with a minute to play in the period. Here's Doughty out of his zone on right wing. Will gain the red line and flip it down in on goal. Easy save for Condon. And the Senators to center with Turris. To the Kings line, his shot hit a leg. Chased down by Burrows. Burrows got tied up by Dowd. And the puck over the glass and out of play. Kings Hockey brought to you by Cooper Tires. Get a voucher, good for two free tickets to a select LA Kings regular season game during Cooper Tires Buy 4 and Score event. Visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer for complete forms, terms, and conditions.
I think when you're looking at the neutral zone there, Nick, things a little bit more, there's more lateral passes tonight than we've seen the last few games. In the past number of games, Kings have been going north and south, but both teams are electing to go a little bit more east and west, and that's why you're getting those plays disrupted going through that neutral zone.
Period winding down, 30 seconds left. A dump in by Ottawa to the net from the right corner. Burrows was checked, and now at the right circle, Turris is shot. And not sure if that got through to Kemper or was blocked by a senator. Either way, the Kings will clear it down the ice. 15 seconds left. Carlson rambles behind his own net, chased out to center ice by Pearson. Carlson will feed it down into the Kings' end. Forbert now for Kempe. Kempe across on the right wing to Toffoli. Gains the attacking line. He'll shoot it in, and that'll do it for the first period. Shots on goal, 15-8 advantage Kings. Last night, Darrell, they had 17 first-period shots. Tonight, we're tied at the end of one at one.
Solid start for the Kings, aside from getting on the board right off the bat. I just like the way they pushed the pace. Defensively, they didn't give up a lot. You really can't blame anybody on the goal that the Senators scored. Kings should be up after one period of play, but notice the way the puck bounces some nights. I like the way that they played the game. They had some jump in their stride, especially for a team that played last night. They played with some structure. Again, just tidy things up a little bit in the neutral zone. Senators are a team that play with patience. They'll force you to make mistakes, so you've got to limit your mistakes.
Kings started scoring early at 24 seconds. Martinez is first from Kempe on a clean face-off win by the Kings rookie center. And then at 6:09, Phaneuf ties at his second from Hoffman and Pageau. Say, looking to get to some future Kings games? Save on ticket prices and fees by getting a mini plan. There are plenty of choices for preset 3-game and 5-game mini plans, along with the option of the Flex Plan, which allows you to build the plan of your choice and select the games you want to attend. Visit lakings.com/mini plans now and see all of the great options. Coming up in our first intermission, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And then after the update, we check in with the insider, John Rosen. Between periods 1 and 2 here in Ottawa, the Kings won, the Senators win. Senators won. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, first intermission, the Kings and the Ottawa Senators are tied at 1. Road trip continues Thursday in Montreal with the Canadians. Our coverage at 4 o'clock with the pregame on KBC and the radio network. Kings' next homestand will feature the Toronto Maple Leafs on Thursday, November 2nd, and the Nashville Predators on Saturday, November 4th. Both games at 7:30, 888-KINGS-LA, lakings.com for ticket information. Joined right now by the insider, John Rosen, who follows the Kings home and road all season long. And head coach John Stevens had a scrum before the game talking about last night's game and Toronto, the Maple Leafs winning it by a score of 3-2, and the conversation came up about the Kings and their defensive play.
Yeah, it's checking and not wanting to have to sacrifice offense for defense. It's all in the wake of Jeff Carter being out of the lineup, but interesting numbers. Even though Nylander and Matthews last night had 13 shots on goal combined, they did a lot of their damage on the power play. 5-on-5, the possession actually favored Nick Shore's line in that head-to-head matchup against Austin Matthews' line. I asked John if he was willing to sacrifice that offense for strong checking when you have those types of matchups. That's not at all how he saw it. He said, "We really believe that the better you are offensively, the better you are defensively, the better you will be offensively. You will be having the puck more. We want to check fast and hard as a team because it gives us the puck more and allows us to do more with it." So again, it all starts in their defensive zone. And looking back at some of the quotes that John Stevens had earlier today when we spoke with him before the game, it's all about reinforcing the checking. You check well, you'll have the opportunities in the offensive zone just because you're going to have the puck more. The best offense is a good defense.
Yeah, and the numbers bear that out early on. The Kings, number one in goals allowed per game at 2.13, and yet their offense right up there, tied for fifth with Ottawa, ironically, at 3.6 per game. Now, tonight a little line juggling, John, but for a few games we saw young Adrian Kempe, the youngest King at 21, playing with one of the oldest Kings, Michael Camilleri.
Yeah, no longer on the same line here this evening, but again, Camilleri is the veteran. Adrian Kempe, 21 years old. It's a good matchup, veteran, young player there. Good chemistry when they had been skating together along with Trevor Lewis. Camilleri said, "We're talking. We're communicating. I've said to him a couple times, you want me to talk? What do you feel like?" And he's very open to it. Camilleri also said, "He's a young guy, but I don't think he carries himself or plays so much with that feel." Keep in mind, too, Kempe's father, a skill development coach. He has a high hockey IQ. Adrian Kempe, His father, Michael, the general manager now of Gotha Trenenburg, GM there, also is coach there for Gotha Trenenburg, so has it in his family. And, of course, Daryl Sutter last year at the very beginning of the season went out of his way when we were in Las Vegas for Frozen Fury to go and praise Adrian Kempe, the IQ that he has, how he sees the game very well for somebody at his age.
And an update, John, on a Kings prospect, their number one pick this summer. We were not able to see him in preseason, any games, because of an injury, and that first-round pick was Gabe Vilardi.
Yeah, we didn't see him at development camp or rookie camp, did not take part in Canada's evaluation camp for World Juniors, but now he has been cleared to start to skate, based on what I've been hearing from a team source. There's no timeline yet, but they're getting him on the ice in very limited capacity. This has been the plan for several weeks now. It's finally coming to fruition at this point. Kempe, when he went through the NHL Combine, did not take part in lower body testing at the Combine. Somebody that has had back and hip problems and have kept him off the ice. But this is, again, it's no timetable, but this does represent just a step of the process, a step forward. So it's good to hear that at least that next step is being taken. And, you know, once we get towards that next step, we'll be able to share it with you here on radio, on the blog, and on television.
Gabe Vilardi, 11th overall in the first round last summer. John Rosen, the insider, follows the Kings home and road all season long at LAKings.com. Check them out daily. We all do. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Nick.
We head to period two here in Ottawa. The Senators and the Kings are tied at 1-2 defensemen with goals. Alec Martinez for the Kings, Dion Phaneuf for Ottawa. Back with more. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans back here in Ottawa. We get set for the start of the second period, a 1-1 tie. Some of the numbers in the first, the Kings outshot Ottawa 15-8. Ottawa had the only power play, did not score. The goals, Martinez his first, Phaneuf his second. Martinez had a team-high 3 shots. The only Senator with more than one was Piatt, who had 2. And we talked about Adrian Kempe winning that faceoff to set up the goal to Alec Martinez. That was the only faceoff he won. He was 1-5 in the first period.
And in the faceoff circle, the Senators holding quite an edge. They won 62% of the draws in the opening period. Kyle Turris, he was a game high, 4 of 5, 80%. You mentioned Alec Martinez leading the Kings with 3 shots. He also led all skaters in ice time. He played 9 minutes and 3 seconds of the opening period. Pardon me, Jake Muzzin played 9-11.
Darcy Kemper and the Kings set up and defend to our left here in the second period. The Kopitar line will start. And off the draw, Derek Forbert for Kopitar. His pass across to Brown, off sticks. They battle for it in the neutral zone. Still bouncing around. Iafallo away with it. Quickly up the left wing in the zone at the circle. A shot high and wide. And out to center ice. Forbert will send it in off the glass. Chased down by Brown to Iafallo. Right corner. Out to the right point for Doughty. Doughty with a shot that's blocked. Kopitar chasing. Kopitar in the right corner. Kopitar holding on out to Doughty. Across to Forbert, left side. Sends it in down low. Winds up in the right corner. To Kopitar again. Hands it off for Iafallo behind the net. Alex Iafallo into the left corner. On his back end. Sweeps it back into the corner for Kopitar. He'll bring it out up high to the blue line. Cross ice pass. Picked off by Hoffman. Bad choice there by Kopitar. He doesn't make many of them. And now the Senators feed Phaneuf on left wing. And he'll hammer it in. The Senators wanted a line change. And the puck quickly out and down to the Ottawa line. Carlson taking a look. He'll backhand it into the right of goalie Kemper. And Forbert rims it around for Pearson. And cross ice to Toffoli. And ahead intended for Kempe up the middle, but that's broken up. Senators turn it over. Toffoli quickly in the zone, right wing, a pass to the net. Pearson for Kempe, but Kempe had his stick tied up. Now Muzzin a shot that pinballs around and is blocked. Oh, a great setup there, but the Kings never got a shot on goal. Stone up the right wing for Ottawa to the Kings line. He got tied up. And now the Kings will take over with Tanner Pearson. Stretch pass onside. Toffoli in the zone. Curlin dragging a shot, blocked. Adrian Kempe playing with Pearson and Toffoli here tonight as the Senators come out of their zone. Puck played into the Kings end by Thompson. Back quickly, the Kings. A lead pass. Pearson to Toffoli at the end of the shift. Didn't work. And here's Thompson in on left wing for Ottawa. Along the boards. Feeds it out to the blue line. Borowiecki, a shot well wide of the net. Weidman on the right side. Threw it in down low. Deflects to Camilleri. Camilleri lifts it high in the air and gets it out to center ice. Trevor Lewis takes over and he'll get it in deep. 1-1 tie, early second period here in Ottawa. Shore out now with Lewis and Camilleri as Weidman clears the puck to center ice. And Doughty will gather it in. Kings moving left to right offensively. Doughty's pass off a stick and down the ice. Weidman taking over for Ottawa. Sends it up the wall and out to center for Turris, who got bumped by McDermott. And the Kings play it ahead out of the reach of Dowd. It rolls in on goaltender Condon, but the play is whistled on an offside.
Well, we played 3 minutes here in the second period. Neither team has been able to get a shot on goal. Kings had a couple of opportunities off the rush. A good feed to Foley. Pearson tried to bring it from his backhand to his forehand, tuck it around the goaltender. It ends up sliding off of his stick, maybe a little help to the defender. And then coming in, Kempe, he looked like he had an empty net to put it in. Good back check there by the Senators, preventing from Kempe from connecting.
So we're still tied 1-1. Alec Martinez scoring the game's first goal, 24 seconds into the game, his first of the season. Kings have the like line out with Andrioff and Dowd. Fantenberg for the Kings up the wall. While falling, Dowd trying to make a play for like. Puck deflects to the Kings line. Picked up, moving in. Centering pass by Hoffman. Just missed the stick of DiDomenico. That might have been broken up by a King stick as well, and the Kings will get it down the ice.
Yeah, DiDomenico, I think, just lost maybe track of it as it was coming through the defender. He was right on his tip. I think he'd like to have that one back.
Lawson into the zone for DiDomenico. A shot from left wing along the board save. The wraparound attempt by Lawson, and Kemper with the stop and a whistle. 16-13 left. Second period, no score. Interesting story on DiDomenico. Played over in Europe last year. When he was a junior in Canada, he broke his leg, a severe break up high. And the doctors told him, forget about playing sports. You might never walk correctly again. Well, here he is playing in the NHL, so good for him.
But can he walk?
Yeah, he can skate. Yeah, I've never seen him without skates. It's a good point by you. Off the draw, Iafallo out at center ice for Dustin Brown. That's broken up. And now Martinez will backhand it into the Ottawa end. Cody Ceci, an Ottawa native, played for the Ottawa 67s and now in the NHL with the Ottawa Senators. For Pyatt at center, he'll get it down into the King zone. Curtis McDermott, his fourth NHL game. His parents are here. His dad, Paul, former NHLer. His mom, Pam, a seven-hour drive to get here for tonight's game. They were in Toronto last night, but he didn't play, so they went home. Then they found out around noon today he was playing, so they got in the car and made the trek.
Those are hockey parents.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Turnover Kings at the left circle. Phaneuf centers and a one-timer wide by Brassard. The puck kind of fluttered away from Savard. Now a chance. Save is made off Hoffman, and the rebound for Stone is deflected over the net, and the Kings will clear.
Great save on that shot by Hoffman with the right pad. Getting it out was Kemper.
Back comes Ottawa in on right wing. Hoffman's backhander kicked out. Not a hard chance. Stone across for Hoffman, left wing boards, cross ice right point. Carlson, a shot blocked, and Dustin Brown takes over. Brown will get it to center, picked up by Kopitar. Kopitar into the zone. Kopitar can't get around Carlson with the puck. Few people can. And now at center ice, here comes Brassard. He got tied up. Toffoli ahead for Kempe, speeds it on right wing, back to Toffoli with a shot, just wide. Now Kempe tries to stuff it in, and a save made. Oh, the Toffoli shot skipped behind the goaltender, just missed going inside that right post, and then Kempe tried to stuff it in. Kempe had most of his body behind the goal line as he tried that.
Yeah, the shot by Toffoli was saved by the goaltender Condon. Hits the inside of his toe and comes back the other way. And then Kempe, as he was going by in that short side post, just unable to get a stick on it far enough to bring it back around the corner. So Condon diving back to his left, but the initial shot off the inside of the skate and about 2-3 inches wide of the near side post.
So we play on, tied at 1, 14:30 left second period. Kempe will stay out with Toffoli and Pearson. Kings have three veteran forwards out injured. Marion Gabrick has yet to play this year. Jeff Carter, Kyle Clifford also sidelined. And off the draw, left wing boards, Muzzin a shot, Condon the stop, and we'll get another faceoff in the Ottawa end. We mentioned earlier Doughty and Carlson matching up here, two of the best in the game at their positions. Doughty in his career against Ottawa, 12 games, a goal, six assists, plus four. Carlson against the Kings, 10 games, two goals, 8 points, and a minus two. Carlson, two-time Norris Trophy winner, four-time first-team All-Star. Doughty, one Norris Trophy, a three-time All-Star, one first-team, two second-team, and two Stanley Cups.
Pretty good resume.
Yep. And both in their prime. Now off the draw, shot to Foley left circle as he was set up by Pearson. Shot went wide into center. Here's Turris with speed and room in the zone to the right circle. His shot wide of the net. And now Toffoli's outlet pass misses. Kempe held in. Turris turns. Blue line shot handled by Kemper. And Toffoli will lift it cross ice to Pearson. And Pearson will knock it down into the Ottawa end. And this will be icing. And again, Darrell, we're seeing a lot of these cross ice attempts, pass attempts in the neutral zone tonight.
Yeah, a little bit more trapping going on in this game. And that's exactly what the Ottawa Senators, that's the style of hockey that they play. They force you to make mistakes. So you can't play into their hands. You've got to continue to keep doing what you're doing. And for the Kings, that is moving the puck straight up the ice. When you start making those lateral passes, the opposition, the defensive team, can start reading them. They can step in and intercept.
1-1 tie. And off the draw, Weidman down to the right circle with a shot. He broke his stick. Puck winds up at the side of the net. And we get the whistle. And now the two pieces of the stick finally land on the ice. That stick shattered Weidman's stick, and it went up in the air about 30 feet before landing on the ice. We'll take a break. 13:42 left in the second in Ottawa. The game tied at 1. Kings Hockey presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Kings and Ottawa Senators meeting for the first time this year. They'll meet December 7th at Staples. Remember, East plays West twice each season. Last year they split the series. Each team won their home game. 1-1. Kings play it down the ice. Picked up Dustin Brown. Left circle. A backhand attempt is blocked down by Phaneuf and rolls in on Condon for a whistle. Boy, Dustin Brown doing everything here early on. Darrell, the Kings hit leader with 25. That's tied for 11th in the league. 32 shots leads the team, 11 points co-leads the team, plus 10 leads the team, tied for the best in the NHL.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the reason that, you know, he's playing on that top line, that he's able to keep the pace, and not only keep the pace, but become an element of that line. You look at it, all three players in that line have a little something different to bring to the table, and he's got a little bit of everything right now.
On the attack, Hoffman in the zone, driving wide on right wing, had it knocked off his stick, and now a battle behind the net, up with it. The wraparound attempt by Pageau didn't work. And the Kings will get it to Brown on right wing at center. Dustin Brown to the attacking line. Across ice feed, left circle. Settled down by Iafallo, who centers in front from the left side. But Brown couldn't get a stick on it. And Phaneuf now for Pageau to the Kings line. Drifting to the right wing. And he'll get it in deep. Not sure Brown even expected the puck to be where it was. Stretch pass to Toffoli. Offside by a stride, Toffoli at the Ottawa line.
Well, when Brown hit Iafallo going down that left side as they came through the neutral zone, or pardon me, into the offensive zone, Iafallo bobbled the puck. Had he been able to cradle it and shoot it right away, he would have been in a good spot. Then he just threw the puck in the direction of that. Brown was, I think, drifting to that area, looking for a rebound, almost to turn in to be a tip-in at the top of the crease.
And then leg-on-leg contact, Dustin Brown with Tom Pyatt, and fortunately both players all right. 1-1 tie, 3:37 left here in the second period. Kings with a 6-1-1 record. First place in the Pacific. A one-point lead over the Vegas Golden Knights, who are playing tonight. Golden Knights have won six of their first seven. First team in league history to do that. That's going back 100 years. That includes every team. A 6-1-0 start for a franchise.
And they're under number three goaltender right now.
Yeah, that's right. A concussion to Marc-Andre Fleury, and Subban got hurt the other night. So Oscar Dansk, third in line, he is now their guy. He was signed as a free agent out of Sweden this summer. Lewis will get it in deep on a 1-1 tie. Now Brassard, 10.6 goals, leads Ottawa. A feed on right wing where Claussen will get it down into the King zone, but offside, Ottawa. Kings are home a week from Thursday. Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews and company. They score a lot. They got three last night to beat the Kings 3-2. Thursday, November 2nd, Toronto. Then the Nashville Predators come calling Saturday, November 4th. Both games at 7:30. And Darrell, Kings in a stretch where they're playing playoff team after playoff team from last year.
And it's a great test for the Kings, you know, especially for some of the players that Kings are looking to get a, you know, a mark on, a better read on. Guys like Dowd, Iafallo, to see exactly where he is. Kempe seems to be emerging. McDermott now, who's playing in his fourth game. A good chance for these guys. Not only you're getting into games, but you're playing against quality teams.
1-1, play underway. Kempe turns inside his line, hands it off to Doughty. And Doughty across to McDermott. Long stretch pass to Toffoli. Couldn't find it in his skates. Pearson there to help out between the benches. Puck free. Turris lost it. Kings touch up in on left wing. Toffoli holding on. Toffoli out to McDermott. Off his stick. Recovers. Pushes it down low. Pearson, a centering pass. Picked off in the high slot. DeZingle the other way for Ottawa. In on left wing to the circle. Checked by the reach of Doughty. The other way up the right wing, Toffoli into the zone. A shot, stick save, Condon. Phaneuf will take over behind his net. Checked by Toffoli, loose puck in front of the net. Picked up now by DeZingle. Ahead for Burrows, and Burrows will wrist it down. A minute 44 left in the period. And the Kings and Senators change on the go. Fantenberg with it will feed across to Forbert and ahead to Andrioff, who steers it in deep. Condon leaving it for Phaneuf. He's pressured right away. Dowd up with a puck. Dowd checked by Cece. Dowd kicks it free. Wraparound attempt by Light didn't work. And now Burrows to center ice for Ottawa to Piatt. Into the zone to the left circle. Piatt a shot, and Kemper cutting down the angle with the stop. With 1:15 left, second period, still tied 1-1.
Well, with that speed, Tom Piatt was able to break to the outside. He opened up a shooting avenue. That allowed him to be able to put the puck on the net. It wasn't a great angle, but maybe looking to bank it off the goaltender back into the slot area. Kemper came across nicely, taking away the short side post. He got it on his left shoulder and was able to hang onto it with his glove.
A couple of years in Switzerland before coming back to the NHL with Ottawa last season. Piatt played 82 games for the Senators with 9 goals and 14 assists, and he's been around the puck here tonight with some shots on goal. Off the draw, Iafallo for the Kings will lob it down for Brown to chase down. He couldn't get there in time, and now Carlson skating room up the right wing into the Kings zone, right circle in the corner, a shot gloved down by Kemper, sharp angle. Boy, Carlson almost at the goal line when he let that one go.
Yeah, sometimes you're looking for the goaltender to come off the post, and a lot of times I think the players are just trying to put that puck on the net. Bank the puck off the goaltender. The second layer coming through that slot area for the Senators, there was two guys there with their sticks on the ice looking to maybe bang a rebound if it would have come off the body of Kemper, but Kemper did a nice job coming across with Carlson, facing him, trusting that his defense had everybody else covered.
Face off to the left of Darcy Kemper, his second start this season for the Kings. A minute to play in the period. Kings win the draw, and Kopitar ahead to Dustin Brown. Brown will chop it into the Ottawa zone. Johnny Oduya takes over. Chased and checked along the boards by Brown. Senators cleared up, not out. Held in, Iafallo threw it in back behind the net. But Ottawa on it again, and Oduya to center ice to Hoffman. Feeds it across, moving in the zone. Brassard to the right circle. Feeds it back out to Hoffman. He's stripped of the puck by Kopitar. The other way, the Kings. Kopitar met by two Senators at the attacking line and was checked. And now the Senators the other way in the zone in the slot. Carlson a feed to the right circle. In too deep was Stone, and now the Kings take over. If they hurry 2-on-2, Martinez with Kopitar. They crisscross. Martinez to Kopitar, moves in to Martinez, but off his stick. I think a defender came back to break up the play. It might have been Brassard. Now Brassard up with a puck, and he'll clear it to center. And that'll do it for period number two. Oh, the Kings had a great look there at the end.
They really did. Great play by Martinez, creating something out of nothing. It was an innocent-looking two-on-two play. He threw a little pass into open ice. Kopitar got the puck, probably in a position where he should have shot it, but he was towards the end of his shift. I don't think Martinez expected that puck back, and at the last second he reached, his stick was there. The puck was on his tape, but it goes off the toe of his stick. Great chance. We're tied at one through 40 minutes.
And the goals coming in the first period. Martinez for the Kings. Dion Phaneuf for Ottawa. Shots in that second period. The Kings outshoot Ottawa again, 14-11. And for the game, the Kings 29 shots on Condon and Ottawa 19 on Darcy Kuemper. So we're tied at one at the end of two here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. Say, want to go to Vegas to see the Kings face the Vegas Golden Knights? Enter the EA Sports NHL 18 sweepstakes for a chance to win an EA Sports gaming package plus a trip for two to Las Vegas for the game. Visit lakings.com/EA to enter. Coming up, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check the hockey notebook and the out-of-town scoreboard. Between periods, 2 and 3 in Ottawa, the Kings and Senators are tied at 1. And you're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey tonight on Talk Radio 790, KABC and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Did you see the breakfast ball Sophia came in with? It had turkey sausage, scrambled eggs, and tomatillo salsa.
Is she trying to out-breakfast me?
McDonald's breakfast bowls are a different way to breakfast. Try the turkey sausage and tomatillo scramble topped with grilled spinach and kale at 330 calories. Or grab the egg white and turkey sausage bowl.
Guess your granola bar is not going to cut it anymore.
There's a McDonald's for every morning at participating McDonald's. Breakfast bowls served during breakfast hours only.
Fall is here, and along with cooler temperatures, it's bringing great rewards thanks to the Take the Money and Ride event from Cooper Tires. For a limited time, you can receive up to a $100 Cooper Tires prepaid card when you buy a new set of 4 qualifying tires, including the high-performance Cooper Zeon RS3 G1, the long-lasting Cooper CS5 Grand Touring, and the rugged Cooper Discoverer AT3, and many more. For more information or to find a Cooper Tires dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com.
Witnessing history.
You don't need to score a hat trick to be a VIP with Executive Transportation Services.
Kings win! Kings win! We're going back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Ride like a king. Book your VIP ride at 1-800-360-8714 or at executivetransportationservices.net. The world-class luxury transportation provider for the LA Kings.
I can't stand losing you. Misplaced your debit card? Turn it off in the Wells Fargo app. When it turns up, turn it back on. Just another way we're building better every day.
I can't stand losing you.
Lost or stolen debit cards must still be reported. See app for details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks. Which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What better way to enjoy the excitement of LA Kings hockey?
Toffoli one-timer, score!
Than with your closest friends, family, colleagues, or clients. We offer plenty of options. Group tickets, private suites, and the VIP green room, along with special group experiences to enhance your time at the game. Visit lakings.com/groups or call 888-KINGS-LA to start planning your next group outing today.
This is the Toyota Hockey Center Update.
I'm John Wolfe with the Toyota Hockey Center Update on 790 KABC. The score after two periods, Kings 1, Senators 1. Players and the fans are dealing with record heat at the Dodgers game tonight, not to mention the cost of the memorabilia, but no one's intimidated by either, as James Rojas expounds.
If you've already spent over a grand for Game 1 tickets, then you might as well spend a few extra $100 for the gear. That's what Izzy thought when he bought a $40 hat.
All this money for these tickets, bro. A little $40 or a hat ain't a thing.
Erica from Hacienda Heights wanted to grab two World Series sweaters and hats before the first pitch. Can I ask how much they run you back?
$112 and $44.
$112 and $144.
Yes.
Totally worth it.
Very worth it.
And one thing is for sure, there is not a lot of penny pinching here at Game 1 at Dodger Stadium. James Rojas, KABC News.
A good cap will cost you $35 at the mall. What's the big deal? One woman alleges that for Harvey Weinstein, once was not enough. Jeff Whittle has to tell.
A former production assistant on one of Harvey Weinstein's TV shows, Mimi Haley, claimed today at a news conference Weinstein sexually assaulted her inside his New York loft in 2006.
It was not long, though, before he was all over me making sexual advances. I told him no, 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 but he insisted.
Her attorney, Gloria Allred, says Haley has not yet spoken to police about her three encounters with Weinstein.
KABC Kings intermission traffic, 405 northbound heavy from Culver to Nordoff, then it eases up, and the 10 eastbound heavy from 20th Street to Alameda, and again from the 605 out to Grand where the center lane had been blocked. KABC Kings intermission weather, clear tonight, mid-60s to mid-70s, sunny, lower 90s at the beaches to 101 inland. Again, we've got the warnings going. Hot temperatures, low humidity, and high winds. Northridge, 100 degrees. Fullerton, 102. Downtown L.A., 101. Next news after the game, breaking news at once. I'm John Wolfe, 790 KABC News. Again, after two periods, Kings 1, Senators 1. Back now with Nick and Daryl on the Kings Radio Network at 790 KABC, sponsored by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
What you gonna do?
On the next episode.
It's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden at 10, of course, we'll talk about the Dodgers and the World Series.
Lou, you're my boy!
But I also have a special guest, an undercover FBI counterterrorism investigator who infiltrated Al-Qaeda and prevented a terror attack. He'll tell his story starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
With $1,000, you could buy nosebleed seats to the World Series.
Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans with you here tonight from the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, Canada's capital. We're tied 1-1. Face off in the King's zone and off the draw. Weidman with a new stick will get it back in down low. Borowiecki in the left corner. Threw it behind the net to Brassard. He's watched by Forbert. Puck free. And now Camilleri. For Shore to center to Camilleri, who tips it in and chases it down with Weidman. They collide along the boards, and the Senators away with the puck. Here's Hoffman to the Kings line, drops it for the trailer. Shot, Borowiecki blocked. Trevor Lewis plays it up the wall. That's blocked. Senators hold it in. Momentarily, Kings get a clear nod out. Borowiecki, blue line shot, save, rebound. Tipped wide. It was Hoffman on that rolling puck, got the rebound chance. Guy Boucher has Hoffman and Stone out on the same line now. Borowiecki, right side to Weidman. Weidman a shot attempt block. Forbert takes over for Camilleri. And now to Fantenberg. Kings out of their zone to the attacking line. Fantenberg to Shore, right wing. Shore feeds it behind the net. Lewis got pinned along the wall. Camilleri with the puck. Stripped by Stone. Stone goes cross ice with a pass. Held in by Doughty. Moves down low in the right corner. Doughty feeds it out to the blue line. McDermott back in deep behind the net to Lewis. Lewis had to go off his skate. And now the Senators use the glass, and Weidman gets it down the ice. Boy, a long shift for a lot of the players out there. McDermott, outlet pass, tipped out on left wing, away from Andreoff in the neutral zone. And now Senators have a free clear on a delayed offside. Carlson to center, snaps it across to Turris. Turris a pass to the front of the net to Dzingel, but he had his stick tied up. Now Dzingel is knocked down by Like, and Like away with the puck for Andreoff at center, and Andreoff will get it down. Brooks Like was drafted by Ottawa back in 2001, played one game for the Senators. Then he was traded to the Washington Capitals, where he spent 13 years with the Capitals organization. Senators to center ice with Carlson. Cutting to his right inside the Kings line. Checked by Dowd. And Dowd got it on right wing to Martinez. Skating room through center to the attacking line. Leaves it for Andrioff. A shot. Stick save. Condon. No rebound. And we'll get a faceoff in the Ottawa end. 11-16 left. Second period tied at one. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located along the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino. Good times anytime, good times all the time. The goals in the first period by defensemen tonight, Martinez and Phaneuf.
Now we'll give you an update from Los Angeles, Dodger Stadium. Top of the third inning, it's the Dodgers leading the Astros in game one of the World Series, 1-0.
Chris Taylor, a leadoff home run in the first inning for the Dodgers. 1-1 here, Kopitar back out with Iafallo and Brown. Fantenberg out there now with Forbert. Again, on the blue line, no Folan tonight. McDermott replacing him. And off the draw, Iafallo to Fantenberg. Across to Forbert. To Kopitar. Chops it back in deep. Dustin Brown in the left corner. Brown out to Forbert. Forbert with a shot attempt. Blocked by Phaneuf. The puck bounces in the air. Is still bouncing. And away with it, Piatt. Gains the red line. Tom Piatt will get it in deep. Forbert back for the puck. Wound up in the corner boards in the high slot. Shot attempt. Broussard block. And now from the right wing side, CeCe's chance is blocked. CeCe again with it. Stick handling. Moving down low. Threw it in front. Shot! Saved by Kemper. Oh, a chance in tight. But Kemper with the stop. It was Pyatt who's had some good looks tonight. Now a blue line shot. Phaneuf is blocked. Another chance in front. Just wide by Thompson. Piatt behind the net, checked by Kopitar. Puck chased down by Thompson and Kopitar. Kopitar wisely backhands it over everybody and gets it down.
And one of the reasons why the Senators able to move a little bit more freely around the offensive zone, Iafallo had broken his stick.
Now the Senators into the zone again. Turris plays it to the right wing boards. Burrows out to Carlson. That off Carlson's stick and to center ice. And now in on right wing to the right circle. A shot. Pearson missed the short side. Kempe takes over. Throws it behind the net to Pearson, who got knocked down from behind. Knocked down by Oduya. And the Senators will lift it down the ice. Kings moving left to right offensively in the period. Doughty for Pearson. Can't get it in deep. Senators take over. Turris plays it up the wall and down to the Kings line. And Jake Muzzin with it. Muzzin ahead for Toffoli. He'll backhand it in. Carlson back quickly. Rims it around for Oduya. Stretch pass broken up by a King stick. In the neutral zone, and the Kings take over. Over the line on left wing. Kempe will get it in behind the goal. Toffoli is up with it. Toffoli feeds the slot, but Camilleri was tied up. Puck in the right wing boards to Martinez. Moving down low, Martinez at the side of the net. Leaves it for Camilleri, who centers. And it's tipped just wide. In tight by Nick Shore. Oh, he had the whole net. And he pulled it wide. He'll be thinking about that one the rest of the night unless he gets a goal. And the Senators will clear. Martinez a quick up to Shore, who plays it in the zone. Chased down by Lewis. He's in too deep. Shoots anyway. Saved by Condon. 1-1 tie. And now Broussard looking to get it to Hoffman at center ice. Broken up, and now the Kings in the zone to the net. Here comes McDermott with a chance. Save is made. Defenseman Curtis McDermott with a rush. And now from the left wing, a shot by Lewis. Deflects on and a save. Condon. And the Senators will ice the puck to get a whistle.
Well, after some scramble play there, the Kings create a pretty good opportunity. Nick Shore had a great chance to the right of the goal. He ends up missing the entire net with his shot. He had time to be able to put it in. He was on his forehand. And then Curtis McDermott, with a great burst of speed, coming back up the middle of the ice, saw the daylight, took the puck to the net, took the goaltender and everybody with him. Kings just unable to convert, putting that puck back into that crease area.
Still tied 1-1, 8:02 left second period. And now Brooks Like out with Andrioff and Dowd. We mentioned Like began his career, his brief NHL career, one game with Ottawa before being traded to Washington. Darrell, he was traded for Peter Bondra. Off the draw. Doughty a shot. Save. Rebound cleared to center ice by Stone. And on the right wing boards, Down will get it into the Ottawa zone. Weidman chased by Like. Weidman now a long lead pass broken up in the neutral zone. Doughty taking over ahead for Dowd. That pass didn't connect. And now the other way, Logan Brown for Ottawa, their first round pick a couple of years ago. 6 foot six, he gets the puck in deep. Like will wrist it through center all the way down. They wave off the icing and back for it, Burrows. He'll hand it off for CeCe and ahead to Logan Brown on left wing. Gains the red line and gets it in deep. Muzzin back. Peels away from Thompson. His long lead pass misses everybody. Goes all the way down. And another icing. 7-12 left in the second period. Still tied 1-1.
Well, in the second period, not as many shots as we saw in the opening period. Ottawa's been limited to 5 shots. They had a couple of times, a couple of shifts where they were in the offensive zone, cycling the puck around. Darcy Kuemper came up with a couple of huge saves. One with his right pad on Hoffman. And then also denying Stone from the opposite side on that same sequence of rebound. He hasn't been busy. Ottawa trying to generate a little bit of traffic in front of the net, trying to keep him deep in his crease.
Kings out shooting Ottawa 24-13. And off the draw, the puck is lifted down the ice. A foot race up with it is Dustin Brown. Outside the right circle, he got checked right away by Phaneuf. And now in for the puck, Iafallo. Out to Martinez. Across left side, Muzzin with a shot. Block. Loose puck. Shot saved by Iafallo. Iafallo on the rebound after Muzzin's shot was blocked. And DeZingle will flip it up the wall and down into the King's end. DeZingle on it, left wing boards. Moves to the circle, backhand to forehand. Tried to center the puck, it's blocked by Martinez. Kopitar there helping out, down low as he usually does. They work it along the wall. Kopitar now in DiDomenico. Kopitar sends it around to Iafallo, in deep, pinching. Carlson brings it up high now. Carlson on his backhand. Carlson chased along the boards by Iafallo. Goes to his forehand, then he turned it over in the slot. And Muzzin sends out Brown. Brown ahead on right wing, around one man in the zone. A centering pass out of the reach of Muzzin. Jumping up, Muzzin at the end of a shift. Dustin Brown plays it out, held in Muzzin in front of the bench. To Doughty with a shot and a save. Condon will take a break. 5:57 left, second period in Ottawa. Kings and Senators tied at one. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Heard by Kuemper in his second start of the season, Darrell.
No, he's been real solid, especially when you look at the way that that goal beat him in the first period. A puck that dipped about a foot. Just took a bad drop on him after it started to wobble when Phaneuf shot it. But he's made a couple of big saves in that second period. A really good sequence off of Hoffman. And then Stone coming in on the opposite side. Did a nice job, looked real composed, keeping his body upright, taking away a lot of the net.
So the Kings will be traveling from our right to left on offense here in the third period. And off the draw, we're underway with Doughty up the right wing. Doughty will send it into the Ottawa zone. Kopitar after the puck has it behind the net. Out to the right circle, feeds it up top. Doughty a shot, save, rebound cleared away from Iafallo. And now the Senators, Thompson. A feed on right wing to Piad, but he knocked it out of the air with a high stick and a quick whistle. Shots on goal through two periods. Kings with 29. They had 38 last night in Toronto and losing 3-2. 29 King shots tonight. Ottawa with 19. Only one penalty. It came in the first period. The Kings nicked Dowd. And the Senators didn't score.
And you look at the road trip to this point in the three games, including tonight's game, the Kings have only had 4 power plays. They had 2 in each of the first 2 games. So something maybe to said a little bit about that. You've got to challenge the opposition. You've got to get in there, make things happen a little bit, force them to pull you down. So I'd like to see the Kings get a little bit more aggressive, especially off the rush, and a little bit more determined to establish the cycle in the offensive end.
Muzzin ahead for Kempe at the attacking line. That play broken up. And Derek Brassard will take over. Rim it around the wall. Held in right point by Martinez. Backhands it in down low behind the net. 5:57 left here in the second period in Ottawa. We're tied 1-1. First period goals by Martinez and Phaneuf. Radek Martinez's first goal. Set up by Adrian Kempe. Kempe out there. Adrian playing between Pearson and Toffoli. First 2 games without Jeff Carter. The Kings had Shore between Pearson and Toffoli. Off the draw, Pearson out to Doughty. across left side to McDermott with a high drive over the net. Up to keep it in, Doughty went off a body and out to center. Broussard, a feed on right wing. Stone into the zone for Carlson. Carlson met by Pearson. Stone got it in down low to Burrows in the right corner. Burrows bumped by Kempe. Doughty watching Broussard, and away with the puck. Kempe to center ice. Gains the red line, feeds it off to Pearson on left wing. He'll get it in deep. Toffoli in for the puck. Toffoli along the boards got double teamed as the Kings were changing. And now the puck is cleared by Clausen to center. Kings moving left to right offensively. Stretch pass ahead, eludes Lewis, was broken up by a Senator stick. Ottawa takes over in their end, cleared around the wall, and out to center ice. And Stone couldn't do anything with it as he picked it up at the Kings line, rolled away from him. And now Lewis the other way on right wing. Lewis will push it in deep. Trevor with 3 goals and 3 assists early on in the new season. And now Oduya will send it all the way down. And this will be icing with 4:44 left here in the second. A 1-1 tie, and let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. Toffoli in the zone, shoots, scores!
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
Kyle Turris and Nick Dowd out for the faceoff to the left of goaltender Condon. Michael Condon played collegiately at Princeton, native of Massachusetts, third year in the NHL. And he was picked up when Craig Anderson had a leave of absence last year to be with his wife, who was undergoing cancer treatment. And off the draw, Oduya gets it down, but no icing. It was deflected. Loose puck in the Kings' end. Burrows, or at least Thompson in the corner, got knocked down, and now a hand pass called against Ottawa, so the faceoff will come out to center ice. Kings Hockey brought to you by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Kings and dedicated to helping people build better every day. Call, click, or stop by and start a conversation with us today. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Hand it off to Shore and get it back. And across to McDermott, goes behind him. But Lewis is there. Couldn't hit Shore with a pass in the neutral zone, and Doughty will try it again. For McDermott, and up the wall to Camilleri. He'll push it in deep. Oduya back. Hands it off to Cece. And for Oduya. And out on right wing at center to Turris. Turris will flip it into the left wing corner. Dowd away with it. Dowd along the wall leaves for Fantenberg. And a Forbert. And ahead at left wing at center for Camilleri, who gets it in deep and heads off on a change. And the Senators inside their line turn it over. Weidman was checked by Leick. Now Weidman again along the boards in a battle. Dowd and Leick are there. Dowd with a bump. Leick in for the puck along the wall. Logan Brown, rookie forward out for Ottawa. They do battle. Puck works free. And the Senators now try the left wing boards. Hoffman in a board battle. Get some support from Borowiecki. He couldn't clear. Now Dowd leaving it for Fantenberg. Across left side to Forbert with a shot. Deflects in the air and is wide of the net. Don't know if that went off the goalie and in the air and then cleared away, but Kings got it to the net with traffic. Cleared by Ottawa. Picked up on right wing into the zone. Thompson drops it for the trailer, and it's one-timed wide by Pageau. From the wall, left wing, Hoffman fanned on a shot. Got the puck in around the wall. CeCe down low, check. And Forbert will send out Dustin Brown to Kopitar into the zone. Kopitar got checked. And the other way, Pageau. Pageau a feed to Payette. In on right wing, cuts in the middle. Couldn't get the puck. It bounces around and is cleared by Muzzin. Pageau, 9 playoff goals last year in 19 games for Ottawa. Had a 4-goal game in the playoffs last year. In on right wing, stripped of the puck was Burrows. And now Muzzin for Kopitar on right wing. Into the zone, into the slot. Feeds it to Iafallo. In too deep behind the net. The wraparound goes right through the goal mouth with a king all over Condon. Dustin Brown, penalty coming up on Ottawa. Iafallo, right circle, a backhander wide. Kings have pulled the goaltender for the extra attacker. Puck comes out to center ice. 1-1 tie. Martinez off to Kopitar, broken up by Ottawa, and the Kings will get their first power play tonight. Going to be interference here at 4:44 of the third.
Dustin Brown drawing the penalty as Iafallo took the puck around the defender. Brown was going to the far side post. He was taken out by the defender. Klaus took him down, taking him right to that post. Brown was trying to plant his stick on the ice to give Iafallo a target, but he was pushed into the net, so the Kings, with their first man advantage of the game, get a chance to regain the lead.
The penalty to Claussen, interference at 4:44. Kings power play, 5 of 29, 17%, and all 5 of those power play goals came in a 3-game stretch. So Camilleri, Pearson, Toffoli, Doughty, and Fantenberg to start. Kings win the draw. Doughty along the blue line for Camilleri with a shot. Blocked by Pearson screening. Puck not cleared. Doughty to Fantenberg, right side. To Doughty in the middle for Camilleri. Turned it over with a return to Doughty. And Thompson the other way to the Kings line. Checked by Doughty. And the puck to Fantenberg. Kings moving right to left offensively in the third period. A 1-1 tie. Kings on a power play. Camilleri into the zone. Feeds it right circle to Pearson. He turned it over, and Pageau clears it to center.
This is a number one penalty-killing team in the National Hockey League. They've only surrendered 2 goals. Those 2 goals have come in the last 3 games. They were perfect in their first 5 games. 15-15. They've given up 2 on 8 penalties in their last 3.
Doughty on a shoot-in. 30 seconds in the power play. Senators don't clear. Martinez held it in. Sends it in down low. Puck to Doughty. Right point to the left point. Martinez to the left circle to Foley. Out to Martinez. Right side to Doughty. Down to the right circle. A shot. Stick save. Rebound out to the blue line and out to center ice. And picked up by Martinez. Kings power play. Their first tonight. Third period. 1-1 tie. Martinez ahead for Dustin Brown. Off his stick. And the Senators send it back into the Kings end. Jake Muzzin now out. He'll pick it up behind his own net. A lead pass in traffic at center. Broken up. Martinez gets it back. Moves into the zone on right wing. He's in too deep. His pass is blocked. Picked up by Kopitar. His pass for Muzzin broken up. And the Senators on the attack. Thompson in on left wing to the circle. Got checked. Following up a chance in tight. Score! Thompson on the rebound of Pyatt's shot. It'll be a shorthanded goal. Hyatt's chance was saved by Kemper, but Thompson was there to knock it in underneath Kemper. It's a shorthanded goal for Ottawa, and they've got a 2-1 lead.
Well, it all started in the offensive zone. The third nonchalant pass by the Kings in that end resulted in the Senators bringing the puck down the left side. Hyatt threw the puck towards the net. Innocent looking shot, and then Thompson, he just drove to the net after being pushed to the side. He chips it in on the backhand underneath the goaltender Kemper, and the Senators lead on the shorthanded marker. It's 2-1.
And for the veteran Nate Thompson, his second goal. That one hurts. Kings scored a shorthanded goal themselves last night in Toronto. Trevor Lewis, but boy, some bad choices with passes on that power play in the attacking zone. Playback underway, and the Senators have their first lead tonight. Lead pass, Forbert misses. Iafallo on left wing goes down for icing. So at 6:36, shorthanded, Thompson from Pyatt. And Tom Pyatt has been around that puck throughout this game, Darrell, and his hard work and his effectiveness of being paid off.
Yeah, you just look at the play. It was Kopitar that had the puck. He was looking to feed the puck back to Muzzin, who was at the point. But just a soft pass, not a crisp pass. And that's where the Senators were able to intercept it, take the puck to length, and eventually took an innocent-looking play and converted it into a goal.
On the replay, the Pyatt shot. Kemper, I think, couldn't find it. He thought it was under his pads. It was sitting between his pads. He was on his knees. And then Thompson came in and just put it in. Iafalo and the Kings trying to tie it up. Iafalo will get it in deep, but a clear down the boards by Ottawa. And this will go for icing with 12:39 left here in the third period. Kings hockey brought to you by Jeep. Here's to believing that adventure is never out of reach when you drive a Jeep vehicle. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep Celebration event that happens once a year.
Well, the Kings knew going into this game, the way the Senators play, you cannot make mistakes. You got to play mistake-free hockey, and that goal was a result of the Kings making a mistake, mismanaging the puck, especially with the man advantage in the offensive zone. You don't get many opportunities in a game like this. There's only been two penalties, and the Senators have won a special team battle.
And Kopitar has made a couple of plays that very un-Kopitar-like here tonight. You don't know if fatigue is an issue. Third game in four nights and three different cities to start the road trip. Senators get a clear. 2-1 Ottawa. Doughty off on right wing. Kopitar in on right wing with a shot. Condon the save and a face-off in the attacking zone. We'll take a break. 12:25 left in the third period in Ottawa. Senators now up 2-1. Kings Hockey, presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Well, here in the third period, the Kings' first and only power play of the game backfired. They give up the shorthanded goal late on the power play. Thompson at 6:36 from Payette. Kings scored first tonight, 24 seconds into the game, Martinez, and that's been it. Phaneuf tied it later in the first, and now the shorthanded goal by Thompson. Kopitar thrown out of the draw in the Ottawa zone. Iafalo in. And off the draw, CeCe for Ottawa. A pass to Pajot, blocked down by Kopitar. Iafalo with it, moves behind the net to the right circle. Hands it off to the net in deep. Now McDermott tries to center, hit the side of the net. Kopitar picks it up again. Kopitar out to the blue line. Across left side to Doughty. Doughty spinning, got checked by Payette, a good play. Senators don't clear. They had the puck, and Doughty sends it down low. But Dustin Brown stepped into. Pajot couldn't clear. And now Phaneuf will take over. Phaneuf looking for an outlet. His pass comes off Pajot to center. And with it is Iafalo. He'll hand it off and head off on a change. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third, trailing by a goal. They lost last night in regulation by a goal, 3-2 in Toronto. Muzzin up the wall, a pass that missed Pearson, and this will go all the way down for icing.
Well, in 8.5 minutes here in the third period, the Kings have been limited to just three shots on goal. All three of the shots have come from the perimeter. Two of the three shots have come off the stick of Drew Doughty. The other one was a shot outside the top of the circle, put on a net by Kopitar. So the Kings forwards have to get more involved. They've got to get some time in the offensive zone. Right now, Ottawa is dominating that neutral zone. That 1-1-3 on the forecheck, they're not allowing the Kings to be able to penetrate with possession or even to be able to dump it in and retrieve it.
Off the draw, Muzzin and the Kings. A pass out to center. Pearson stripped of the puck in on right wing. Hoffman a shot high and over the net. Hoffman a left shot coming in on right wing. Hoffman in the corner. Left corner hands it off to Stone, who puts it right through the goal mouth. On the right side, Carlson a shot, deflected wide. Broussard got a stick on it. And Toffoli will take over and send out Pearson. Pearson into the Ottawa zone on left wing. Stops up along the boards. Sends it in down low to Martinez in deep. Kempe in to help out. Kempe now double teamed as Martinez backs off. And the Senators will work it out to center ice. Stone got back checked by Camilleri, who feeds Forbert. And to Camilleri off his stick. Camilleri battles to get it back. Feeds it ahead. Onside comes Shore. Shore backhands it behind the Ottawa net. Borowiecki sends it around the wall. Pinching is Fantenberg. Fantenberg, a board battle. In to help out a couple of other Kings, but Turris picks it up to center ice. And he'll lob it into the left wing corner. 2-1 Ottawa. Fantenberg behind the Kings net, around for Shore. Shore takes a look. Hands it off for Forbert. And to Fantenberg, and ahead for Lewis, broken up by an Ottawa stick. Forbert will try it again. On left wing at center ice to Shore, and in for Lewis to chase down. Lewis throws it behind the Ottawa net. Lewis collides with Borowiecki as Turris clears it up the middle, held in a centering pass out of the reach of Camilleri. McDermott left side, a shot wide. Doughty held it in right side. Threw it in behind the goal. Chased down in the corner by Camilleri. And Oduya got the puck to center. And then DiDomenico got it all the way down into the King's end. Here's Doughty the other way. Doughty through center into the zone. Doughty moving into the right wing corner. A centering pass. Deflects right in front. And the Kings couldn't knock it home. And the Senators out to center ice. Carlson to the attacking line. His pass to an open left wing broken up. The game opens up. Muzzin for Dowd. Up the right wing in the zone. Drops for Andrioff. Andrioff overskated the puck. And the puck is cleared down by Carlson. 9 minutes to play. 2-1 Ottawa. Muzzin at the blue line of Ottawa will send it in wide of goaltender Condon. Pageau clears the zone. Dustin Brown between the benches. Across for Kopitar for Muzzin. Muzzin on a shoot-in. Iafallo chasing it down along with Phaneuf. They battle behind the Ottawa net. Phaneuf sends it around the wall to Pageau. Pageau couldn't clear, held in by Brown. For Iafallo, moves behind the Ottawa net, feeds Brown right circle, a shot blocked. And the other way, Phaneuf. Phaneuf to the attacking line, will get it in deep and head off on a change. Senators with a 2-1 lead. Puck out to the blue line. Ceci moving down low, threw it in behind the net. Winds up in the corner to the right of Kemper. Dustin Brown turns it over with a pass in the high slot. Picked up by Hoffman. Hoffman moving around one player, moves in, shoots, block. The middle opened up for Hoffman. Now Carlson, cross ice feed, broken up by Muzzin's stick, and the puck over the glass. 8:02 left, third period in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. We'll take a break. We'll be back. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Looking at that last rush by Drew Doughty. He's got the puck in a defensive zone. Spins away from a player. The Kings forwards are all standing still in the neutral zone. He's got no options. They can't go up and skate alongside the Senators, guys. They've got to come back underneath the play, generate speed, so when they do get the puck, they might force a penalty by being pulled down.
Off the draw, Brown a shot. Deflects over the net. Kopitar won the draw. They battle behind the net. Broussard and Iafallo, pair of 19s. But the Senators up with the puck, come to center. Stone, a feed on left wing. Looks to get it back, but a quick shot from the left wing boards. And juggled Oduya with the shot. Juggled by Kemper, and he holds on. Down to 7:07 left in regulation. Ottawa in front by a goal, 2-1.
Kopitar right now the only Kings forward in the third period with a shot on goal. A perimeter shot that came around 9 minutes into the period, so the Kings forwards have been locked up. They've got to find a way to penetrate and get into that offensive zone and get some pucks to the net.
And on that save off Oduya, Kemper thought he had the puck between his glove and body, but it was actually on the ice between his pads. He got a whistle, fortunately, before the Senators could swoop in. Faceoff to his right. Shore out now with Pearson and Toffoli. Earlier in the game, Kempe centering these two wingers. And off the draw, Pearson will tap it down the ice. And now the puck between the benches. Toffoli will knock it into the Ottawa zone.
Yeah, the only reason Shore was out in the defensive zone there was for the faceoff. After the faceoff, he went right to the bench. Kempe joins him.
Now a shot from the left wing side by Forbert. As the Senators turned it over with a cross-ice pass, Forbert shot kicked out. Forbert now for Doughty in the neutral zone. Cutting to his left. And off to Pearson. Off his stick. Doughty in deep, chasing. Picked up by Pearson. Swings it to the net with a shot from the board. Save and a whistle. And a face-off in the attacking zone. Down to 6:26 left.
And again, as we see Drew Doughty pick up the puck. Ottawa seems content to allow him to handle the puck. Knowing what the Kings forwards are doing, they're pulling themselves so far up the ice. So not only you get to that offensive blue line, you haven't got your own options to be able to get there. You've got to go through about 8 or 9 guys to be able to make entry into that zone. You just run out of space. So the only play the Kings are going to have is to dump it in. And without any speed, they've got very low percentage of being able to go in and retrieve that puck and get possession in the offensive end.
Six-game road trip for the Kings after 5 of their first 6 at Staples. A good test for John Stevens, the head coach, to find out where his team is at. And after last night scoring only twice, tonight only one goal, they've got to figure out how to generate some quality looks. Off the draw, a battle. Dowd along the boards with Andreoff. Pucksworth free, and Burrows will send it down the ice. Will it go far enough for icing? No. Kemper plays it for Muzzin. Muzzin up the right side. Long outlet. Winds up to Andreoff. Off his stick and down into the Ottawa end. Andreoff a bump on Carlson. Now in for the puck. Like. Like is double teamed. No help. And DiDomenico will clear. Puck picked up now by Alec Martinez. Kings in the middle of changes. Under 6 minutes to play. To Muzzin. Muzzin's lead pass steered down by Lewis's stick. Lewis will chase it down with Oduya. Oduya then rims it around the wall, and let's see, was it deflected? The linesmen and referees are going to talk it over. The Kings are saying it went directly over the glass, which would be a delay of the game. We'll sort it out when we come back. 5:33 left in regulation here in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. We'll take a break here in the second period in Ottawa. Game tied at 1. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
We asked actual Toyota drivers why they love Toyota so much. Here's what they had to say.
Toyota is the most reliable car I've ever had.
185,000 miles, I haven't had any issues at all.
And now, during the Toyota Fest sales event, you can get incredible offers on a huge selection of dependable new Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Check out all the ways to save at buyatoyota.com. And hurry to your Toyota dealer today, because the great deals at Toyota Fest end soon.
When you buy or lease any new Toyota, you get Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. There's even lockout protection and 24-hour roadside assistance. See your Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
We make it easy on you.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, Kings fans. This is Luke Robitaille. This season, you don't have to miss a second of the action on the ice. Just go to the App Store and download the Fox Sports Go app and take LA Kings hockey with you wherever you go.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Kings hockey now.
McIntyre in the morning. Tomorrow at 5.
790 KBC.
Kings and Ottawa Senators meeting for the first time this year. They'll meet December 7th at Staples. Remember, East plays West twice each season. Last year they split the series. Each team won their home game. 1-1. Kings play it down the ice. Picked up Dustin Brown. Left circle. A backhand attempt is blocked down by Phaneuf and rolls in on Condon for a whistle. Boy, Dustin Brown doing everything here early on, Darrell. The Kings hit leader with 25. That's tied for 11th in the league. 32 shots leads the team. 11 points co-leads the team. Plus 10 leads the team. Tied for the best in the NHL.
Yeah, that's you know, the reason that you know he's playing on that top line, that he's able to keep the pace. Not only keep the pace, but become an element of that line. You look at all three players in that line have a little something different to bring to the table, and he's got a little bit of everything right now.
On the attack, Hoffman in the zone, driving wide on right wing, had it knocked off his stick, and now a battle behind the net, up with it, the wraparound attempt by Peugeot didn't work, and the Kings will get it to Brown on right wing at center. Dustin Brown to the attacking line, across ice feed, left circle, settled down by Iafallo, who centers in front from the left side, but Brown couldn't get a stick on it. And Phaneuf now for Peugeot to the Kings line, drifting to the right wing, and he'll get it in deep. Not sure Brown even expected the puck to be where it was. Stretch pass to Toffoli, offside by a stride. Toffoli at the Ottawa line.
Well, when Brown hit Iafallo going down that left side as they came through the neutral zone, or pardon me, into the offensive zone, Iafallo bobbled the puck. Had he been able to cradle it and shoot it right away, he would have been in a good spot. Then he just threw the puck in the direction of the net. Brown was, I think, drifting to that area, looking for a rebound, almost to turn into be a tipping at the top of the crease.
And then leg-on-leg contact, Dustin Brown with Tom Piatt, and Fortunately, both players all right. 1-1 tie, 3:37 left here in the second period. Kings with a 6-1-1 record. First place in the Pacific. A one-point lead over the Vegas Golden Knights, who are playing tonight. Golden Knights have won 6 of their first 7. First team in league history to do that. That's going back 100 years. That includes every team. A 6-1-0 start for a franchise.
And they're on their number 3 goaltender right now.
Yeah, that's right. A concussion to Marc-Andre Fleury, and Subban got hurt the other night. So Oscar Dansk, third in line, he is now their guy. He was signed as a free agent out of Sweden this summer. Lewis will get it in deep on a 1-1 tie. Now Brassard.
Are you going to the movies this weekend? Get rewarded with the Regal Crown Club. Earn points for free movies, popcorn, and soft drinks. Accepted at all area Regal, Edwards, and United Artists Theaters. Sign up at www.regmovies.com. That's www.regmovies.com. Also, check them out on Facebook. Regal Entertainment Group is a proud sponsor of the Los Angeles Kings.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Catch the Kings all season long on 790 KABC, KABC.com, and on the free KABC mobile app.
Johnny Oduya does get 2 minutes for delay of the game. Puck over the glass at 14:27 here in the third. Kings trailing 2-1, their second power play of the game. Earlier this period, they give up the shorthanded goal, which is the goal by which Ottawa leads. Kopitar out with Camilleri, Brown, Doughty, and Martinez. Face off in the Ottawa end. Kings with 36 shots on goal tonight. And off the draw, Kopitar tied up along the boards by Thompson and the puck out of the zone. Kopitar got it to Camilleri for Brown on left wing, moving down low. Brown in the corner, swings it around the wall. Right side to Kopitar, his pass in the slot, a bad one. Boy, Kopitar, a tough night with the plays, and CeCe will get it down the ice.
Yeah, it seems like the Kings, a little bit of mental fatigue when they've got the puck. Not that they're being forced, they're just not making high percentage plays.
Kopitar in on right wing quickly. They set it up. Out to Martinez, to Doughty, to Martinez, to Kopitar right circle. Kopitar holding, looking at the goal line. He gave it to Brown, moves behind the net, feeds it out left side. Doughty across to Martinez, a shot blocked by Pageau, and it deflects all the way down the ice after it hit Pageau.
Boy, did that ever go a long way after coming off Pageau. They got a fortuitous bounce as it goes all the way back to the Kings' end.
Up the right wing, Kopitar checked to the Ottawa line. A minute to go on the power play. 4.5 left in regulation. 2-1 Senators. Muzzin now out. Picks it up. Muzzin. A lead pass. Tipped by Toffoli. In behind the Ottawa net. Now along the boards. Claussen checked. Kings work it out to Doughty at the right point. Left point to Muzzin, moves down low. Muzzin's pass is blocked. And the Senators will clear. Up the right wing, Thompson in the zone with Piatta. Shot, save, rebound, picked up by the Kings. Kings, if they hurry, 3-on-2. Toffoli in on right wing, moves in the middle, feeds it right circle. Sharp angle shot. And kicked out, Pearson with a bid. Now Muzzin across right side to Fantenberg, a shot, save. Pearson out to Fantenberg, right side. Feeds it left point to Muzzin. Down to the circle. A shot and a save. No rebound. With 5 seconds left on the man advantage.
Just no traffic in front of the net. Condon, the goaltender, easy to find the puck. The shot's coming from the perimeter. Without those sight lines being taken away, goaltenders at this level will make those saves all day. Kings defense continue to keep getting pucks through. Unofficially here in the third period, Drew Doughty's got 3 shots on goal. Muzzin's got a shot. Vandenberg's got a shot. Forbert's got a shot. Kings forwards now not too often to be found shooting the puck.
Kings do have 39 shots in the game.
Open ice. Kopitar got the puck. Probably in a position where he should have shot it, but he was towards the end of a shift. I don't think Martinez expected that puck back, and at the last second he reached. His stick was there. The puck was on his tape, but it goes off the toe of his stick. Great chance. We're tied at 1 through 40 minutes.
And the goals coming in the first period. Martinez for the Kings. Dion Phaneuf for Ottawa. Shots in that second period. The Kings outshoot Ottawa again, 14-11. And for the game, the Kings 29 shots on Condon and Ottawa 19 on Darcy Kuemper. So we're tied at 1 at the end of 2 here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. Say, want to go to Vegas to see the Kings face the Vegas Golden Knights? Enter the EA Sports NHL 18 sweepstakes for a chance to win an EA Sports gaming package plus a trip for 2-2 Las Vegas for the game. Visit lakings.com/EA to enter. Coming up, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check the hockey notebook and the out-of-town scoreboard. Between periods, 2 and 3 in Ottawa, the Kings and Senators are tied at 1. And you're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey tonight on Talk Radio 790, KABC and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Welcome back to the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. Darrell Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the end of 2 periods of play. It's the Kings and the Senators tied at 1. Time now to take a look at the Toyota Hockey Center update with a look at news, notes, and scores from around the NHL. Last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs' Patrick Marleau scored the game-winning goal in a 3-2 victory over the LA Kings. For Marleau, it was the 99th game-winning goal of his career, passing both Bobby Hull and Guy Lafleur, both with 98, for sole possession of 8th place on NHL's all-time goal game-winning goals list. Logan Couture had a goal and assist in a Shark 4-1 victory over the Rangers last night. Couture, red hot, has 6 goals and 9 points in his last 4 games, including his second career hat trick on Saturday. Zach Parise, the Minnesota Wild, had back surgery, a procedure called microdiscectomy to provide a relief from pain caused by a herniated disc. He's expected to miss the next 8 to 10 weeks. Busy schedule around the NHL. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Midway through the third period, in Brooklyn, it's the Islanders and the Coyotes knotted at 3. Coyotes interaction tonight, winless, 0-7-1. Tavares has a pair of goals for the Islanders. He's got 5 on the season. Early third period in Philadelphia. Philadelphia scored first. Couturier, his 5th of the season. That gave the Flyers a 1-0 lead. Ever since then, it's been all Anaheim. Ryan Getzlaf back in the lineup. He's got a goal and an assist, his 1st of the season. It's the Ducks 5 and the Flyers 1 early in the third. In Pittsburgh, midway through the third period, battle of a couple of powerhouses. It's the Penguins leading the Oilers by a score of 1-0. Ian Cole has his 1st of the season for the Penguins. Middle of third period in Carolina, Tampa Bay has a 2-1 lead for Tampa Bay. Johnson has his 4th of the season. Stamkos has picked up an assist to extend his point streak to 10 games. Again, mid-third period in Carolina, it's the Lightning 2 and the Hurricanes 1. Late second period in Buffalo, Sabres leading the Red Wings by a score of 1-0. Pouliot is 1st of the season for the Sabres. In Montreal, 3 goals in the second period has given the Canadiens a 3-1 lead over Florida. Galchenyuk, Weber, and Gallagher, the goal scorers for the Canadiens. Yandel is 1st of the season for the Panthers. In Nashville, early in the second period, Predators, they've won their last 3 on home ice. They lead Calgary by a score of 2-0. Calgary enters action having won their last 3 on the road. Again, Predators 2 and Flames no score. Early second period in Minnesota, it's the Wild and the Canucks scoreless. Early first period in Colorado, Avalanche trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. They are scoreless with the Dallas Stars. Dallas has won their last four games and getting underway shortly and wrapping up tonight's schedule. The Vegas Golden Knights, who have won their last three, they'll take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane has points in five straight, and that gives you a look at tonight's schedule around the NHL. And here in Ottawa at the Canadian Tire Center at the end of 40 minutes of play, it's the Kings and the Senators tied at one. Coming up next in third period, we'll be back on 790 KBC, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, we're tied at one as we get set for the third period. Let's take a look back at this date in Kings history. We go back just 4 years ago tonight, October 24th. The Kings lost a four-goal lead in less than 13 minutes, but Dwight King recorded his first and only NHL hat trick on just three shots for a 7-4 win against the Coyotes.
Kopitar out with the King and Williams, and off the draw in front, King scores! Out to the point, Regura shot, score! Deflected right in front by Dwight King. 30 seconds left. Side of the net trying to jam it in. Verbata could not. Kopitar gets it to King for the hat trick. King scores.
Dwight King now playing over in Europe. His first and only NHL hat trick on this date in a 7-4 win over the then Phoenix Coyotes. Let's take a look at our CHLA tip of the day. There are about 13,000 playground incidents that involve elementary children each year. To ensure child safety, adult supervision must be present. Kids should know the correct way to play on the playground, use proper safety gear as needed, and the equipment should always be in good working condition. The tip of the day brought to you by Children's Hospital Los Angeles, ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's prestigious honor roll. Here in the third period, Darcy Kemper in goal to our right, Michael Condon for Ottawa to our left. It's been a good effort by Kemper in his second start of the season, Darryl.
No, he's been real solid, especially when you look at the way that that goal beat him in the first period. A puck that dipped about a foot, just took a bad drop on him after it started to wobble when Phaneuf shot it. But he's made a couple of big saves in that second period. A really good sequence off of Hoffman, and then Stone coming in on the opposite side. Did a nice job, looked real composed, keeping his body upright, taking away a lot of the net.
So the Kings will be traveling from our right to left on offense here in the third period, and off the draw we're underway with Doughty up the right wing. Doughty will send it into the Ottawa zone. Kopitar after the puck has it behind the net, out to the right circle, feeds it up top. Doughty, a shot, save, rebound cleared away from Iafallo, and now the Senators. Thompson, a feed on right wing to Piad, but he knocked it out of the air with a high stick, and a quick whistle. Shots on goal through two periods. Kings with 29. They had 38 last night in Toronto and losing 3-2. 29 King shots tonight. Ottawa with 19. Only one penalty. It came in the first period. The Kings' Nick Dowd. And the Senators didn't score.
And you look at the road trip to this point in the three games, including tonight's game, the Kings have only had four power plays. They had two in each of the first two games. So something maybe to set a little bit about that. You got to challenge the opposition. You got to get in there, make things happen a little bit, force them to pull you down. So I'd like to see the Kings get a little bit more aggressive, especially off the rush, and a little bit more determined to establish the cycle in the offensive end.
Muzzin ahead for Kempe at the attacking line. That play broken up. And Derek Brassard will take over. Rim it around the wall, held in right point by Martinez. Backhands it in down low behind the net. Went off to Foley's stick. Loose puck at the circle. Kempe couldn't find it. Senators get it ahead on right wing, and here they come. Hoff into Carlson in the zone. Carlson check, puck at the left circle. Brassard moving behind the Kings net, feeds it out right side. Quick shot, Stone, and a save made. Stone from the right dot, turnover, Stone feeds Carlson, who one-timed it over the net. Two good looks there for Stone, and then Carlson. Kings clear down. Stretch pass ahead on right wing at the Kings line to Carlson, but offside. And we'll get a face-off. So entering the third period, a 1-1 tie. Again, these two teams are playing well defensively early on. The Kings, number one, giving up 2.13 goals again. Game, and Ottawa, 2.38, third in the NHL.
On that sequence that the Senators had deep in the Kings zone, Alec Martinez got tied up with the goaltender Kemper, dislodged the stick from Kemper's hand, so The shot by Stone off to his left. He was able to deny it without a stick in his hand. Good for the Kings to be able to get that puck out as quickly as they did.
Play underway. Here's Doughty ahead on right wing. Over the stick of Lewis, and it goes all the way down. Icing. Lewis thought he got a touch on it. Kings road trip continues Thursday at the Bell Center in Montreal. Always a great atmosphere with 21,000-plus on hand. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with a pregame 4:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network. Then it's on to Boston Saturday and St. Louis Monday to close out this six-game road trip, which will be the second longest road trip this season. The Kings have a seven-game trip in 13 days later on this year.
And the Canadians struggling, entering action tonight. Fewest goals scored in the NHL, 13 goals in the second period in their game tonight, though they were able to put three on the board. They now have a 3-1 lead at home against Florida going into the third period.
Shore and Torres out for the faceoff to the right of Darcy Kemper, who was signed as a free agent by the Kings in the offseason. Kings win the draw. McDermott on defense for the Kings. Up the wall over Camilleri's stick and down. And another icing. Curtis McDermott, his fourth NHL game. We mentioned his folks are here. Pam and Paul. Paul McDermott played for the old Hartford Whalers. Saw Ray Ferraro before the game. Former King. Ray, a longtime NHLer, does work here in Canada on the hockey broadcast. Ray played with Paul as a line mate. Off the draw, shot wide by CeCe. Turris on the puck in the left wing corner, looking for a play through it at the net, but it's blocked by the skates of McDermott, and Doughty will take over. Hand it off to Shore and get it back. And across to McDermott, goes behind him. But Lewis is there. Couldn't hit Shore with a pass in the neutral zone, and Doughty will try it again. For McDermott, and up the wall to Camilleri. He'll push it in deep. Oduya back. Hands it off to CeCe. And for Oduya. And out on right wing at center to Turris. Turris will flip it into the left wing corner. Dowd away with it. Dowd along the wall. Leaves for Fantenberg. And a Forbert. And ahead at left wing at center for Camilleri, who gets it in deep and heads off on a change. And the Senators inside their line turn it over. Weidman was checked by Light. Now Weidman again along the boards in a battle. Dowd and Light are there. Dowd with a bump. Light in for the puck along the wall. Logan Brown, rookie forward out for Ottawa. They do battle. Puck works free. And the Senators now try the left wing boards. Hoffman in a board battle. Get some support from Borowiecki. He couldn't clear. Now Dowd leaving it for Fantenberg. Across left side to Forbert with a shot. Deflects in the air and is wide of the net. Don't know if that went off the goalie and in the air and then cleared away, but Kings got it to the net with traffic. Cleared by Ottawa. Picked up on right wing into the zone. Thompson drops it for the trailer, and it's one-timed wide by Pageau. From the wall, left wing, Hoffman fanned on a shot. Got the puck in around the wall. CeCe down low, check. And Forbert will send out Dustin Brown to Kopitar into the zone. Kopitar got checked. And the other way, Pageau. Pageau a feed to Payet. In on right wing, cuts in the middle. Couldn't get the puck. It bounces around and is cleared by Muzzin. Pageau, 9 playoff goals last year and 19 games for Ottawa. Had a 4-goal game in the playoffs last year. In on right wing, stripped of the puck was Burrows. And now Muzzin for Kopitar on right wing. Into the zone, into the slot. Feeds it to Iafallo. In too deep behind the net. The wraparound goes right through the goal mouth with a King all over. Condon, Dustin Brown, penalty coming up on Ottawa. Iafallo, right circle, a backhander wide. Kings have pulled the goaltender for the extra attacker. Puck comes out to center ice. 1-1 tie. Martinez off to Kopitar, broken up by Ottawa, and the Kings will get their first power play tonight. It'll be interference here at 4:44 of the third.
Dustin Brown drawing the penalty as Iafallo took the puck around the defender. Brown was going to the far side post. He was taken out by the defender. Klaus had took him down, taking him right to that post. Brown was trying to plant his stick on the ice to give Iafallo a target, but he was pushed into the net, so the Kings, with their first man advantage of the game, get a chance to regain the lead.
The penalty to Claussen, interference at 4:44. Kings power play, 5 of 29, 17%. And all 5 of those power play goals came in a 3-game stretch. So Camilleri, Pearson, Toffoli, Doughty, and Fantenberg to start. Kings win the draw. Doughty along the blue line for Camilleri with a shot. Blocked by Pearson screening. Puck not cleared. Doughty to Fantenberg, right side. To Doughty in the middle for Camilleri. Turned it over with a return to Doughty. And Thompson the other way to the Kings line. Checked by Doughty. And the puck to Fantenberg. Kings moving right to left offensively in the third period. A 1-1 tie. Kings on a power play. Camilleri into the zone. Feeds it right circle to Pearson. He turned it over, and Pageau clears it to center.
This is a number one penalty-killing team in the National Hockey League. They've only surrendered 2 goals. Those 2 goals have come in the last 3 games. They were perfect in their first 5 games, 15-15. They've given up 2 on 8 penalties in their last 3.
Doughty on a shoot-in, 30 seconds in the power play. Senators don't clear. Martinez held it in, sends it in down low. Puck to Doughty. Right point to the left point, Martinez to the left circle, to Foley, out to Martinez, right side to Doughty, down to the right circle, a shot, stick save, rebound, out to the blue line, and out to center ice. And picked up by Martinez. Kings power play, their first tonight. Third period, 1-1 tie. Martinez ahead for Dustin Brown, off his stick, and the Senators send it back into the Kings' end. Jake Muzzin now out. He'll pick it up behind his own net. A lead pass in traffic at center. Broken up. Martinez gets it back. Moves into the zone on right wing. He's in too deep. His pass is blocked. Picked up by Kopitar. His pass for Muzzin. Broken up. And the Senators on the attack. Thompson in on left wing to the circle. Got checked. Following up a chance in tight. Score! Thompson on the rebound of Pyatt's shot. It'll be a shorthanded goal. Pyatt's chance was saved by Kemper, but Thompson was there to knock it in underneath Kemper. It's a shorthanded goal for Ottawa, and they've got a 2-1 lead.
Well, it all started in the offensive zone. The third nonchalant pass by the Kings in that end resulted in the Senators bringing the puck down the left side. Pyatt threw the puck towards the net. Innocent looking shot, and then Thompson, he just drove to the net after being pushed to the side. He chips it in on the backhand underneath the goaltender Kemper, and the Senators lead on the shorthanded marker. It's 2-1.
And for the veteran Nate Thompson, his second goal. That one hurts. Kings scored a shorthanded goal themselves last night in Toronto, Trevor Lewis. But boy, some bad choices with passes on that power play in the attacking zone. Playback underway, and the Senators have their first lead tonight. Lead pass forward misses. Iafallo on left wing goes down for icing. So at 6:36, shorthanded, Thompson from Pyatt. And Tom Pyatt has been around that puck throughout this game, Darrell, and his hard work and his effectiveness of being paid off.
Yeah, just look at the play. It was Kopitar that had the puck. He was looking to feed the puck back to Muzzin, who was at the point. But just a soft pass, not a crisp pass. And that's where the Senators were able to intercept it, take the puck to length, and eventually took an innocent-looking play and converted it into a goal.
On the replay, the Pyatt shot. Kemper, I think, couldn't find it. He thought it was under his pads. It was sitting between his pads. He was on his knees. And then Thompson came in and just put it in. Iafallo. And the Kings trying to tie it up. Iafallo will get it in deep, but a clear down the boards by Ottawa, and this will go for icing with 12:39 left here in the third period. Kings hockey brought to you by Jeep. Here's to believing that adventure is never out of reach when you drive a Jeep vehicle. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep celebration event that happens once a year.
Well, the Kings knew going into this game, the way the Senators play, You cannot make mistakes. You got to play mistake-free hockey, and that goal was a result of the Kings making a mistake, mismanaging the puck, especially with the man advantage in the offensive zone. You don't get many opportunities in a game like this. There's only been two penalties, and the Senators have won the special team battle.
And Kopitar's made a couple of plays that very un-Kopitar-like here tonight. You don't know if fatigue is an issue. Third game in four nights and three different cities to start the road trip. Senators get a clear 2-1 Ottawa. Doughty off on right wing. Kopitar in on right wing with a shot. Condon the save and a face-off in the attacking zone. We'll take a break. 12:25 left in the third period in Ottawa. Senators now up 2-1. Kings Hockey, presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Well, here in the third period, the Kings' first and only power play of the game backfired. They give up the shorthanded goal late on the power play. Thompson at 6:36 from Payette. Kings scored first tonight, 24 seconds into the game, Martinez, and that's been it. Phaneuf tied it later in the first, and now the shorthanded goal by Thompson. Kopitar thrown out of the draw in the Ottawa zone. Iafallo in, and off the draw, CeCe for Ottawa. A pass to Pageot, blocked down by Kopitar. Iafallo with it, moves behind the net to the right circle, hands it off to the net in deep. Now McDermott tries to center, hit the side of the net. Kopitar picks it up again. Kopitar out to the blue line. Across left side to Doughty. Doughty spinning, got checked by Payette. A good play. Senators don't clear. They had the puck, and Doughty sends it down low. But Dustin Brown stepped into. Pageot couldn't clear. And now Phaneuf will take over. Phaneuf looking for an outlet. His pass comes off Pageot to center. And with it is Iafallo. He'll hand it off and head off on a change. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third. Trailing by a goal. They lost last night in regulation by a goal, 3-2 in Toronto. Muzzin up the wall, a pass that missed Pearson, and this will go all the way down for icing.
Well, in 8.5 minutes here in the third period, the Kings have been limited to just three shots on goal. All three of the shots have come from the perimeter. Two of the three shots have come off the stick of Drew Doughty. The other one was a shot outside the top of the circle, put on a net by Kopitar. So the Kings forwards have to get more involved. They've got to get some time in the offensive zone. Right now, Ottawa is dominating that neutral zone. That 1-1-3 on the forecheck, they're not allowing the Kings to be able to penetrate with possession or even to be able to dump it in and retrieve it.
Off the draw, Muzzin and the Kings. A pass out to center. Pearson stripped of the puck in on right wing. Hoffman a shot high and over the net. Hoffman a left shot coming in on right wing. Hoffman in the corner. Left corner hands it off to Stone, who puts it right through the goal mouth. On the right side, Carlson a shot, deflected wide. Broussard got a stick on it. And Toffoli will take over and send out Pearson. Pearson into the Ottawa zone on left wing. Stops up along the boards. Sends it in down low to Martinez in deep. Kempe in to help out. Kempe now double teamed as Martinez backs off. And the Senators will work it out to center ice. Stone got back checked by Camilleri, who feeds Forbert. And to Camilleri off his stick. Camilleri battles to get it back. Feeds it ahead. Onside comes Shore. Shore backhands it behind the Ottawa net. Borowiecki sends it around the wall. Pinching is Fantenberg. Fantenberg, a board battle. In to help out a couple of other Kings, but Turris picks it up to center ice. And he'll lob it into the left wing corner. 2-1 Ottawa. Fantenberg behind the Kings net around for Shore. Shore takes a look. Hands it off for Forbert. And to Fantenberg, and ahead for Lewis, broken up by an Ottawa stick. Forbert will try it again. On left wing, it's center ice to Shore, and in for Lewis to chase down. Lewis throws it behind the Ottawa net. Lewis collides with Borowiecki as Turris clears it up the middle, held in a centering pass out of the reach of Camilleri. McDermott, left side, a shot wide. Doughty held it in right side, threw it in behind the goal. Chased down in the corner by Camilleri. And Oduya got the puck to center, and then DiDomenico got it all the way down into the King's end. Here's Doughty the other way. Doughty through center into the zone. Doughty moving into the right wing corner, a centering pass, deflects right in front, and the Kings couldn't knock it home. And the Senators out to center ice. Carlson to the attacking line. His pass to an open left wing broken up. The game opens up. Muzzin for Dowd. Up the right wing in the zone. Drops for Andrioff. Andrioff overskated the puck. And the puck is cleared down by Carlson. 9 minutes to play. 2-1 Ottawa. Muzzin at the blue line of Ottawa will send it in wide of goaltender Condon. Pageau clears the zone. Dustin Brown between the benches. Across for Kopitar for Muzzin. Muzzin on a shoot-in. Iafallo chasing it down along with Phaneuf. They battle behind the Ottawa net. Phaneuf sends it around the wall to Pageau. Pageau couldn't clear, held in by Brown. For Iafallo, moves behind the Ottawa net, feeds Brown right circle, a shot blocked. And the other way, Phaneuf. Phaneuf to the attacking line, will get it in deep and head off on a change. Senators with a 2-1 lead. Puck out to the blue line. Ceci moving down low, threw it in behind the net. Winds up in the corner to the right of Kemper. Dustin Brown turns it over with a pass in the high slot. Picked up by Hoffman. Hoffman moving around one player, moves in, shoots, blocked. The middle opened up for Hoffman. Now Carlson, cross ice feed, broken up by Muzzin's stick, and the puck over the glass. 8:02 left, third period in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. We'll take a break. We'll be back. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Well, last night in Toronto, the Kings were trailing by a goal after Trevor Lewis scored shorthanded to make it 3-2 Leafs. The Leafs held on to win 3-2. And here tonight, a shorthanded goal by Ottawa's Thompson has them in front 2-1. 8 minutes left to play here in Ottawa. And the Senators with the puck shot wide from the top of the slot. Dzingel let it go as the Senators kept the puck in after the Kings had won the draw. Doughty taking over. Doughty hands it off for McDermott to Camilleri and ahead for Shore just out of his reach, and the Senators play it down the ice, and this will go for icing. Michael Condon, his second start for Ottawa this season. 33 shots he has faced, and the third shot he faced early in the game, 24 seconds in, beat him, Martinez. And that's been it.
Just looking at that last rush by Drew Doughty. He's got the puck in a defensive zone, spins away from a player. The Kings forwards are all standing still in the neutral zone. He's got no options. They can't go up and skate alongside the Senators, guys. They've got to come back underneath the play, generate speed, so when they do get the puck, they might force a penalty by being pulled down.
Off the draw, Brown a shot, deflects over the net. Kopitar won the draw. They battle behind the net. Broussard and Iafallo, pair of 19s. For the Senators up with the puck, come to center. Stone, a feed on left wing, looks to get it back, but a quick shot from the left wing boards. And juggled Oduya with the shot, juggled by Kemper, and he holds on. Down to 7:07 left in regulation. Ottawa in front by a goal, 2-1.
Kopitar right now the only Kings forward in the third period with a shot on goal, a perimeter shot that came around 9 minutes into the period. So the Kings forwards have been locked up. They've got to find a way to penetrate and get into that offensive zone and get some pucks to the net.
And on that save off Oduya, Kemper thought he had the puck between his glove and body, but it was actually on the ice between his pads. He got a whistle, fortunately, before the Senators could swoop in. Face off to his right. Shore out now with Pearson and Toffoli. Earlier in the game, Kempe centering these two wingers. And off the draw, Pearson will tap it down the ice. And now the puck between the benches. Toffoli will knock it into the Ottawa zone.
Yeah, the only reason Shore was out in the defensive zone there was for the faceoff. After the faceoff, he went right to the bench. Kempe joins him.
Now a shot from the left wing side by Forbert. As the Senators turned it over with a cross ice pass, Forbert shot kicked out. Forbert now for Doughty in the neutral zone. Cutting to his left. And off to Pearson. Off his stick. Doughty in deep chasing. Picked up by Pearson. Swings it to the net with a shot from the board. Save and a whistle. And a face-off in the attacking zone. Down to 6:26 left.
And again, as we see Drew Doughty pick up the puck. Ottawa seems content to allow him to handle the puck. knowing what the Kings forwards are doing, they're pulling themselves so far up the ice. So not only you get to that offensive blue line, you haven't got your own options to be able to get there. You've got to go through about eight or nine guys to be able to make entry into that zone. You just run out of space. So the only play the Kings are going to have is to dump it in. And without any speed, they've got very low percentage of being able to go in and retrieve that puck and get possession in the offensive end.
Six-game road trip for the Kings after five of their first six at Staples. A good test for John Stevens, the head coach, to find out where his team is at. And after last night scoring only twice, tonight only one goal, they've got to figure out how to generate some quality looks. Off the draw, a battle, Dowd along the boards with Andreoff. Bucksford's free and Burrows will send it down the ice. Will it go far enough for icing? No, Kemper plays it for Muzzin. Muzzin up the right side, long outlet, winds up to Andreoff, off his stick and down into the Ottawa end. Andreoff a bump on Carlson. Now in for the puck, Like. Like is double-teamed, no help. And DiDomenico will clear. Puck picked up now by Alec Martinez. Kings in the middle of changes. Under 6 minutes to play. To Muzzin. Muzzin's lead pass, steered down by Lewis's stick. Lewis will chase it down with Oduya. Oduya then rims it around the wall, and let's see. Was it deflected? The linesmen and referees are going to talk it over. The Kings are saying it went directly over the glass, which would be a delay of the game. We'll sort it out when we come back. 5:33 left in regulation here in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Johnny Oduya does get 2 minutes for delay of the game. Puck over the glass at 14:27 here in the third. Kings trailing 2-1, their second power play of the game. Earlier this period, they give up the shorthanded goal, which is the goal by which Ottawa leads. Kopitar out with Camilleri, Brown, Doughty, and Martinez. Face off in the Ottawa end. Kings with 36 shots on goal tonight. And off the draw, Kopitar tied up along the boards by Thompson and the puck out of the zone. Kopitar got it to Camilleri for Brown on left wing, moving down low. Brown in the corner, swings it around the wall. Right side to Kopitar. His pass in the slot, a bad one. Boy, Kopitar, a tough night with the plays, and Cece will get it down the ice.
Yeah, it seems like the Kings, a little bit of mental fatigue when they've got the puck. Not that they're being forced, they're just not making high percentage plays.
Kopitar in on right wing quickly. They set it up. Out to Martinez, to Doughty, to Martinez. To Kopitar, right circle. Kopitar holding, looking at the goal line. He gave it to Brown, moves behind the net, feeds it out left side. Doughty across to Martinez, a shot blocked by Pageau, and it deflects all the way down the ice after it hit Pageau.
Boy, did that ever go a long way after coming off Pageau. They got a fortuitous bounce as it goes all the way back to the Kings' end.
Up the right wing, Kopitar checked at the Ottawa line. A minute to go on the power play. 4.5 left in regulation. 2-1 Senators. Muzzin now out. Picks it up. Muzzin. A lead pass. Tipped by Toffoli. In behind the Ottawa net. Now along the boards. Clausen check. Kings work it out to Doughty at the right point. Left point to Muzzin. Moves down low. Muzzin's pass is blocked. And the Senators will clear. Up the right wing. Thompson in the zone with Payette. A shot. Save. Rebound. Picked up by the Kings. Kings if they hurry, 3-on-2. Toffoli in on right wing, moves in the middle, feeds it right circle. Sharp angle shot. And kicked out. Pearson with a bid. Now Muzzin across right side to Fantenberg. A shot save. Pearson out to Fantenberg, right side. Feeds it left point to Muzzin. Down to the circle. A shot and a save. No rebound. With 5 seconds left on the man advantage.
Just no traffic in front of the net. Condon, the goaltender, easy to find the puck. The shot's coming from the perimeter. Without those sight lines being taken away, goaltenders at this level will make those saves all day. Kings defense continue to keep getting pucks through. Unofficially here in the third period, Drew Doughty's got 3 shots on goal. Muzzin's got a shot. Fantenberg's got a shot. Forbert's got a shot. Kings forwards now not too often to be found shooting the puck.
Kings do have 39 shots in the game. Kings and Ottawa Senators meeting for the first time this year. They'll meet December 7th at Staples. Remember, East plays West twice each season. Last year they split the series. Each team won their home game. 1-1, Kings play it down the ice, picked up Dustin Brown, left circle, a backhand attempt is blocked down by Phaneuf and rolls in on Condon for a whistle. Boy, Dustin Brown doing everything here early on, Darrell. The Kings hit leader with 25, that's tied for 11th in the league. 32 shots leads the team, 11 points co-leads the team, plus 10 leads the team, tied for the best in the NHL.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the reason that, you know, he's playing on that top line, that he's able to keep the pace, and not only keep the pace, but become an element of that line. You look at it, all three players in that line have a little something different to bring to the table, and he's got a little bit of everything right now.
On the attack, Hoffman in the zone, driving wide on the right wing, had it knocked off his stick, and now a battle behind the net, up with it, the wraparound attempt by Pageau didn't work. And the Kings will get it to Brown on right wing at center. Dustin Brown to the attacking line. Across ice feed, left circle. Settled down by Iafallo, who centers in front from the left side, but Brown couldn't get a stick on it. And Phaneuf now for Pageau to the Kings line, drifting to the right wing, and he'll get it in deep. Not sure Brown even expected the puck to be where it was. Stretch pass to Toffoli. Offside by a stride, Toffoli at the Ottawa line.
Well, when Brown hit Iafallo going down that left side as they came through the neutral zone, or pardon me, into the offensive zone, Iafallo bobbled the puck. Had he been able to cradle it and shoot it right away, he would have been in a good spot. Then he just threw the puck in the direction of the net. Brown was, I think, drifting to that area looking for a rebound, almost to turn into be a tipping at the top of the crease.
And then leg-on-leg contact, Dustin Brown with Tom Pyatt, and fortunately both players all right. 1-1 tie, 3:37 left here in the second period. Kings with a 6-1-1 record. First place in the Pacific. A one-point lead over the Vegas Golden Knights, who are playing tonight. Golden Knights have won six of their first seven. First team in league history to do that. That's going back 100 years. That includes every team. 6-1-0 start for a franchise.
And they're under number three goaltender right now.
Yeah, that's right. A concussion to Marc-Andre Fleury, and Subban got hurt the other night. So Oscar Dansk, third in line, he is now their guy. He was signed as a free agent out of Sweden this summer. Lewis will get it in deep in a 1-1 tie. Now Brassard, 10.6 goals, leads Ottawa. A feed on right wing where Claussen will get it down into the King zone, but offside, Ottawa. Kings are home a week from Thursday. Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews and company. They score a lot. They got three last night to beat the Kings 3-2. Thursday, November 2nd, Toronto. Then the Nashville Predators come calling Saturday, November 4th. Both games at 7:30. And Darrell, Kings in a stretch where they're playing playoff team after playoff team from last year.
And it's a great test for the Kings, you know, especially for some of the players that Kings are looking to get a, you know, a mark on, a better read on, guys like Dowd, Iafallo, to see exactly where he is. Kempe seems to be emerging. McDermott now, who's playing in his fourth game. A good chance for these guys, not only you're getting into games, but you're playing against quality teams.
1-1, play underway. Kempe turns inside his line, hands it off to Doughty. And Doughty across to McDermott. Long stretch pass to Toffoli. Couldn't find it in his skates. Pearson there to help out between the benches. Puck free. Turris lost it. Kings touch up in on left wing. Toffoli holding on. Toffoli out to McDermott. Off his stick. Recovers. Pushes it down low. Pearson, a centering pass. Picked off on the high slot. DeZingle the other way for Ottawa. In on left wing to the circle. Checked by the reach of Doughty. The other way up the right wing, Toffoli into the zone. A shot, stick save, Condon. Phaneuf will take over behind his net. Checked by Toffoli, loose puck in front of the net. Picked up now by DeZingle. Ahead for Burrows, and Burrows will wrist it down. A minute 44 left in the period. And the Kings and Senators change on the go. Fantenberg with it will feed across to Forbert and ahead to Andrioff, who steers it in deep. Condon leaving it for Phaneuf. He's pressured right away. Dowd up with a puck. Dowd checked by Cece. Dowd kicks it free. Wraparound attempt by Light didn't work. And now Burrows to center ice for Ottawa to Pyatt. Into the zone to the left circle. Pyatt a shot, and Kemper cutting down the angle with the stop. With 1:15 left, second period. Still tied 1-1.
Well, with that speed, Tom Pyatt was able to break to the outside. He opened up a shooting avenue. That allowed him to be able to put the puck on the net. It wasn't a great angle, but maybe looking to bank it off the goaltender back into the slot area. Kemper came across nicely, taking away the short side post. He got it on his left shoulder and was able to hang onto it with his glove.
A couple of years in Switzerland before coming back to the NHL with Ottawa last season. Pyatt played 82 games for the Senators with 9 goals and 14 assists, and he's been around the puck here tonight with some shots on goal. Off the draw, Iafallo for the Kings will lob it down for Brown to chase down. He couldn't get there in time, and now Carlson skating room up the right wing into the King zone, right circle in the corner, a shot gloved down by Kemper, sharp angle. Boy, Carlson almost at the goal line when he let that one go.
Yeah, sometimes you're looking for the goaltender to come off the post, and a lot of times I think the players are just trying to put that puck on the net. Bank the puck off the goaltender. The second layer coming through that slot area for the Senators, there was two guys there with their sticks on the ice looking to maybe bang a rebound if it would have come off the body of Kemper, but Kemper did a nice job coming across with Carlson, facing him, trusting that his defense had everybody else covered.
Face off to the left of Darcy Kemper, his second start this season for the Kings. A minute to play in the period. Kings win the draw, and Kopitar ahead to Dustin Brown. Brown will chop it into the Ottawa zone. Johnny Oduya takes over. Chased and checked along the boards by Brown. Senators clear it up, not out. Held in, Iafallo threw it in back behind the net. But Ottawa on it again, and Oduya to center ice to Hoffman. Feeds it across, moving in the zone. Broussard to the right circle. Feeds it back out to Hoffman. He's stripped of the puck by Kopitar. The other way, the Kings. Kopitar met by two Senators at the attacking line and was checked. And now the Senators the other way in the zone in the slot. Carlson, a feed to the right circle. In too deep was Stone, and now the Kings take over. If they hurry two on two, Martinez with Kopitar. They crisscross. Martinez to Kopitar, moves in to Martinez, but off his stick. I think a defender came back to break up the play. It might have been Broussard. Now Broussard up with a puck, and he'll clear it to center. And that'll do it for period number two. Oh, the Kings had a great look there at the end.
They really did. Great play by Martinez, creating something out of nothing. It was an innocent-looking two-on-two play. He threw a little pass into open ice. Kopitar got the puck, probably in a position where he should have shot it, but he was towards the end of a shift. I don't think Martinez expected that puck back. And at the last second, he reached. His stick was there. The puck was on his tape, but it goes off the toe of his stick. Great chance. We're tied at one through 40 minutes.
And the goals coming in the first period. Martinez for the Kings. Dion Phaneuf for Ottawa. Shots in that second period. The Kings outshoot Ottawa again, 14-11. And for the game, the Kings 29 shots on Condon and Ottawa 19 on Darcy Kemper. So we're tied at one at the end of two. Here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. Say, want to go to Vegas to see the Kings face the Vegas Golden Knights? Enter the EA Sports NHL 18 sweepstakes for a chance to win an EA Sports gaming package plus a trip for two to Las Vegas for the game. Visit LAKings.com/EA to enter. Coming up, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check the hockey notebook and the out-of-town scoreboard. Between periods, 2-3 in Ottawa, the Kings and Senators are tied at 1. And you're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey tonight on Talk Radio 790, KABC, and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, we're tied at one as we get set for the third period. Let's take a look back at this date in Kings history. We go back just 4 years ago tonight, October 24th. The Kings lost a four-goal lead in less than 13 minutes, but Dwight King recorded his first and only NHL hat trick on just three shots for a 7-4 win against the Coyotes.
Kopitar out with the King and Williams, and off the draw in front, King scores! Out to the point, Regera shot, score! Deflected right in front by Dwight King. 30 seconds left. Side of the net, trying to jam it in. Verbata could not. Kopitar gets it to King for the hat trick. King scores!
Dwight King now playing over in Europe. his first and only NHL hat trick on this date in a 7-4 win over the then Phoenix Coyotes. Let's take a look at our CHLA tip of the day. There are about 13,000 playground incidents that involve elementary children each year. To ensure child safety, adult supervision must be present. Kids should know the correct way to play on the playground, use proper safety gear as needed, and the equipment should always be in good working condition. The tip of the day brought to you by Children's Hospital Los Angeles, ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's prestigious honor roll. Here in the third period, Darcy Kemper in goal to our right, Michael Condon for Ottawa to our left. It's been a good effort by Kemper in his second start of the season, Darrell.
No, he's been real solid, especially when you look at the way that that goal beat him in the first period. A puck that dipped about a foot, just took a bad drop on him after it started to wobble when Phaneuf shot it. But he's made a couple of big saves in that second period. A really good sequence off of Hoffman, and then Stone coming in on the opposite side. Did a nice job, looked real composed, keeping his body upright, taking away a lot of the net.
So the Kings will be traveling from our right to left on offense here in the third period, and off the draw we're underway with Doughty up the right wing. Doughty will send it into the Ottawa zone. Kopitar after the puck has it behind the net. Out to the right circle, feeds it up top. Doughty, a shot, save, rebound cleared away from Iafallo. And now the Senators, Thompson, a feed on right wing to Piad, but he knocked it out of the air with a high stick and a quick whistle. Shots on goal through two periods. Kings with 29. They had 38 last night in Toronto and losing 3-2. 29 King shots tonight. Ottawa with 19. Only one penalty. It came in the first period. The Kings nicked Dowd, and the Senators didn't score.
And you look at the road trip to this point in the three games, including tonight's game, the Kings have only had four power plays. They had two in each of the first two games, so something maybe to said a little bit about that. You got to challenge the opposition. You got to get in there, make things happen a little bit, force them to pull you down. So I'd like to see the Kings get a little bit more aggressive, especially off the rush, and a little bit more determined to establish the cycle in the offensive end.
Muzzin ahead for Kempe at the attacking line. That play broken up, and Derek Brassard will take over. Rim it around the wall, held in right point by Martinez. Backhands it in down low behind the net. Went off to Foley's stick. Loose puck at the circle. Kempe couldn't find it. Senators get it ahead on right wing, and here they come. Hoff into Carlson in the zone. Carlson check, puck at the left circle. Brassard moving behind the Kings net, feeds it out right side. Quick shot, Stone, and a save made. Stone from the right dot, turnover, Stone feeds Carlson, who one-timed it over the net. Two good looks there for Stone, and then Carlson, Kings clear down. Stretch pass ahead on right wing at the Kings line to Carlson, but offside. And we'll get a face-off. So entering the third period, a 1-1 tie. Again, these two teams are playing well defensively early on. The Kings, number one, giving up 2.13 goals again. Game, and Ottawa, 2.38, third in the NHL.
On that sequence that the Senators had deep in the Kings zone, Alec Martinez got tied up with the goaltender Kemper, dislodged the stick from Kemper's hand, so the shot by Stone off to his left, he was able to deny it without a stick in his hand. Good for the Kings to be able to get that puck out as quickly as they did.
Play underway, here's Doughty ahead on right wing, over the stick of Lewis, and it goes all the way down. Icing, Lewis thought he got a touch on it. Kings road trip continues Thursday at the Bell Center in Montreal. Always a great atmosphere with 21,000 plus on hand. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with a pregame 4:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network. Then it's on to Boston Saturday and St. Louis Monday to close out this six-game road trip, which will be the second longest road trip this season. The Kings have a seven-game trip in 13 days later on this year.
And the Canadians struggling, entering action tonight. Fewest goals scored in the NHL, 13 goals. In the second period in their game tonight, though, they were able to put three on the board. They now have a 3-1 lead at home against Florida going into the third period.
Shore and Torres out for the faceoff to the right of Darcy Kemper, who was signed as a free agent by the Kings in the offseason. Kings win the draw. McDermott on defense for the Kings. Up the wall over Camilleri's stick and down. And another icing. Curtis McDermott, his fourth NHL game. We mentioned his... Folks are here. Pam and Paul. Paul McDermott played for the old Hartford Whalers. Saw Ray Ferraro before the game, former King. Ray, a longtime NHLer, does work here in Canada on the hockey broadcasts. Ray played with Paul as a line mate. Off the draw, shot wide by CeCe. Turris on the puck in the left wing corner. Looking for a play, threw it at the net, but it's blocked by the skates of McDermott. And Doughty will take over. Hand it off to Shore and get it back. And across to McDermott, goes behind him. But Lewis is there. Couldn't hit Shore with the pass in the neutral zone, and Doughty will try it again. For McDermott, and up the wall to Camilleri. He'll push it in deep. Oduya back. Hands it off to CeCe. And for Oduya. And out on right wing at center to Turris. Turris will flip it into the left wing corner. Dowd away with it. Dowd along the wall. Leaves for Fantenberg. And a Forbert. And ahead at left wing at center for Camilleri, who gets it in deep and heads off on a change. And the Senators inside their line turn it over. Weidman was checked by Light. Now Weidman again along the boards in a battle. Dowd and Light are there. Dowd with a bump. Light in for the puck along the wall. Logan Brown, rookie forward out for Ottawa. They do battle. Puck works free. And the Senators now try the left wing boards. Hoffman in a board battle. Get some support from Borowiecki. He couldn't clear. Now Dowd leaving it for Fantenberg. Across left side to Forbert with a shot. Deflects in the air and is wide of the net. Don't know if that went off the goalie and in the air and then cleared away, but Kings got it to the net with traffic. Cleared by Ottawa. Picked up on right wing into the zone. Thompson drops it for the trailer, and it's one timed wide by Pageau. From the wall, left wing, Hoffman fanned on a shot. Got the puck in around the wall. CeCe down low, check. And Forbert will send out Dustin Brown to Kopitar into the zone. Kopitar got checked. And the other way, Pageau. Pageau a feed to Payette. In on right wing, cuts in the middle. Couldn't get the puck. It bounces around and is cleared by Muzzin. Pageau, 9 playoff goals last year and 19 games for Ottawa. Had a 4-goal game in the playoffs last year. In on right wing, stripped of the puck was Burrows. And now Muzzin for Kopitar on right wing. Into the zone, into the slot. Feeds it to Iafallo. In too deep behind the net. The wraparound goes right through the goal mouth with a King all over. Condon, Dustin Brown, penalty coming up on Ottawa. Iafallo, right circle, a backhander wide. Kings have pulled the goaltender for the extra attacker. Puck comes out to center ice. 1-1 tie. Martinez off to Kopitar, broken up by Ottawa, and the Kings will get their first power play tonight. Going to be interference here at 4:44 of the third.
Dustin Brown drawing the penalty as Iafallo took the puck around the defender. Brown was going to the far side post. He was taken out by the defender. Klausen took him down, taking him right to that post. Brown was trying to plant his stick on the ice to give Iafallo a target, but he was pushed into the net, so the Kings, with their first man advantage of the game, get a chance to regain the lead.
The penalty to Klausen, interference at 4:44. Kings power play, 5 of 29, 17%, and all 5 of those power play goals came in a 3-game stretch. So Camilleri, Pearson, Toffoli, Doughty, and Fantenberg to start. Kings win the draw. Doughty along the blue line for Camilleri with a shot. Blocked by Pearson screening. Puck not cleared. Doughty to Fantenberg right side. To Doughty in the middle for Camilleri. Turned it over with a return to Doughty. And Thompson the other way to the Kings line. Checked by Doughty. And the puck to Fantenberg. Kings moving right to left offensively in the third period. A 1-1 tie. Kings on a power play. Camilleri into the zone. Feeds it right circle to Pearson. He turned it over, and Pageau clears it to center.
This is a number one penalty-killing team in the National Hockey League. They've only surrendered 2 goals. Those 2 goals have come in the last 3 games. They were perfect in their first 5 games. 15 of 15. They've given up 2 on 8 penalties in their last 3.
Doughty on a shoot-in. 30 seconds in the power play. Senators don't clear. Martinez held it in. Sends it in down low. Puck to Doughty. Right point to the left point. Martinez to the left circle to Foley. Out to Martinez. Right side to Doughty. Down to the right circle. A shot. Stick save. Rebound out to the blue line and out to center ice. And picked up by Martinez. Kings power play, their first tonight. Third period, 1-1 tie. Martinez ahead for Dustin Brown off his stick, and the Senators send it back into the Kings' end. Jake Muzzin now out. He'll pick it up behind his own net. A lead pass in traffic at center, broken up. Martinez gets it back, moves into the zone on right wing. He's in too deep. His pass is blocked, picked up by Kopitar. His pass for Muzzin, broken up. And the Senators on the attack. Thompson in on left wing to the circle. Got checked. Following up a chance in tight. Score! Thompson on the rebound of Pyatt's shot. It'll be a shorthanded goal. Pyatt's chance was saved by Kemper. But Thompson was there to knock it in underneath Kemper. It's a shorthanded goal for Ottawa. And they've got a 2-1 lead.
Well, it all started in the offensive zone. The third nonchalant pass by the Kings in that end resulted in the Senators bringing the puck down the left side. Pyatt threw the puck towards the net. Innocent-looking shot, and then Thompson, he just drove to the net after being pushed to the side. He chips it in on the backhand underneath the goaltender Kemper, and the Senators lead on the shorthanded marker. It's 2-1.
And for the veteran, Nate Thompson, his second goal. That one hurts. Kings scored a shorthanded goal themselves last night in Toronto, Trevor Lewis. But boy, some bad choices with passes on that power play in the attacking zone. Playback underway, and the Senators have their first lead tonight. Lead pass, Forbert misses. Iafallo on left wing goes down for icing. So at 6:36, shorthanded, Thompson from Pyatt. And Tom Pyatt has been around that puck throughout this game, Darrell. And his hard work and his effectiveness of being paid off.
Yeah, you just look at the play. It was Kopitar that had the puck. He was looking to feed the puck back to Muzzin, who was at the point. But just a soft pass, not a crisp pass. And that's where the Senators were able to intercept it, take the puck to length, and eventually took an innocent-looking play and converted it into a goal.
On the replay, the Pyatt shot. Kemper, I think, couldn't find it. He thought it was under his pads. It was sitting between his pads. He was on his knees. And then Thompson came in and just put it in. Iafallo and the Kings trying to tie it up. Iafallo will get it in deep. But a clear down the boards by Ottawa. And this will go for icing with 12:39 left here in the third period. Kings hockey brought to you by Jeep. Here's to believing that adventure is never out of reach when you drive a Jeep vehicle. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep Celebration event. It happens once a year.
Well, the Kings knew going into this game, the way the Senators play, you cannot make mistakes. You got to play mistake-free hockey, and that goal was a result of the Kings making a mistake, mismanaging the puck, especially with the man advantage in the offensive zone. You don't get many opportunities in a game like this. There's only been two penalties, and the Senators have won the special team battle.
And Kopitar has made a couple of plays that very un-Kopitar-like here tonight. You don't know if fatigue is an issue. Third game in four nights in three different cities to start the road trip. Senators get a clear 2-1 Ottawa. Doughty off on right wing. Kopitar in on right wing with a shot. Condon the save and a face-off in the attacking zone. We'll take a break. 12:25 left in the third period in Ottawa. Senators now up 2-1. Kings Hockey, presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Well, here in the third period, the Kings' first and only power play of the game backfired. They give up the shorthanded goal late on the power play. Thompson at 6:36 from Pyatt. Kings scored first tonight, 24 seconds into the game. Martinez, and that's been it. Phaneuf tied it later in the first, and now the shorthanded goal by Thompson. Kopitar thrown out of the draw in the Ottawa zone. Iafallo in, and off the draw, CC for Ottawa. A pass to Pageau, blocked down by Kopitar. Iafallo with it, moves behind the net to the right circle, hands it off to the net in deep. Now McDermott tries to center, hit the side of the net. Kopitar picks it up again. Kopitar out to the blue line, across left side to Doughty. Doughty spinning, got checked by Piatt, a good play. Senators don't clear, they had the puck, and Doughty sends it down low. But Dustin Brown stepped into. Pageau couldn't clear. And now Phaneuf will take over. Phaneuf looking for an outlet. His pass comes off Pageau to center. And with it is Iafallo. He'll hand it off and head off on a change. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third, trailing by a goal. They lost last night in regulation by a goal, 3-2 in Toronto. Muzzin up the wall, a pass that missed Pearson, and this will go all the way down for icing.
Well, in 8.5 minutes here in the third period, the Kings have been limited to just 3 shots on goal. All 3 of the shots have come from the perimeter. 2 of the 3 shots have come off the stick of Drew Doughty. The other one was a shot outside the top of the circle, put on a net by Kopitar. So the Kings forwards have to get more involved. They've got to get some time in the offensive zone. Right now, Ottawa is dominating that neutral zone. That 1-1-3 on the forecheck, that are not allowing the Kings to be able to penetrate with possession or even to be able to dump it in and retrieve it.
Off the draw, Muzzin and the Kings. A pass out to center. Pearson stripped of the puck, in on right wing. Hoffman a shot high and over the net. Hoffman a left shot coming in on right wing. Hoffman in the corner. Left corner hands it off to Stone, who puts it right through the goal mouth. On the right side, Carlson a shot deflected wide. Broussard got a stick on it. And Toffoli will take over and send out Pearson. Pearson into the Ottawa zone on left wing. Stops up along the boards. Sends it in down low to Martinez in deep. Kempe in to help out. Kempe now double teamed as Martinez backs off. And the Senators will work it out to center ice. Stone got back checked by Camilleri, who feeds Forbert. And to Camilleri off his stick. Camilleri battles to get it back. Feeds it ahead. Onside comes Shore. Shore backhands it behind the Ottawa net. Borowiecki sends it around the wall. Pinching is Fantenberg. Fantenberg, a board battle. In to help out a couple of other Kings, but Turris picks it up to center ice. And he'll lob it into the left wing corner. 2-1 Ottawa. Fantenberg behind the Kings net, around for Shore. Shore takes a look. Hands it off for Forbert. And to Fantenberg. And ahead for Lewis. Broken up by an Ottawa stick. Forbert will try it again. On left wing at center ice to Shore. And in for Lewis to chase down. Lewis throws it behind the Ottawa net. Lewis collides with Borowiecki as Turris clears it up the middle. Held in. A centering pass. Out of the reach of Camilleri. McDermott left side a shot. Wide. Doughty held it in right side. Threw it in behind the goal. Chased down in the corner by Camilleri. And Oduya got the puck to center, and then DiDomenico got it all the way down into the Kings' end. Here's Doughty the other way. Doughty through center into the zone. Doughty moving into the right wing corner, a centering pass. The flex right in front, and the Kings couldn't knock it home. And the Senators out to center ice. Carlson to the attacking line. His pass to an open left wing, broken up. The game opens up. Muzzin for Dowd. Up the right wing in the zone, drops for Andreoff. Andreoff overskated the puck, and the puck is cleared down by Carlson. 9 minutes to play, 2-1 Ottawa. Muzzin at the blue line of Ottawa will send it in wide of goaltender Condon. Pageau clears the zone. Dustin Brown between the benches. Across for Kopitar for Muzzin. Muzzin on a shoot-in. Iafallo chasing it down along with Phaneuf. They battle behind the Ottawa net. Phaneuf sends it around the wall to Pageau. Pageau couldn't clear, held in by Brown. For Iafallo, moves behind the Ottawa net, feeds Brown, right circle, a shot blocked. And the other way, Phaneuf. Phaneuf to the attacking line, will get it in deep and head off on a change. Senators with a 2-1 lead. Puck out to the blue line, Cece moving down low, threw it in behind the net. Winds up in the corner to the right of Kemper. Dustin Brown turns it over with a pass in the high slot. Picked up by Hoffman. Hoffman moving around one player, moves in, shoots, blocked. The middle opened up for Hoffman. Now Carlson, cross ice feed, broken up by Muzzin's stick, and the puck over the glass. 8:02 left, third period in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. We'll take a break. We'll be back The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Toronto, the Kings were trailing by a goal after Trevor Lewis scored shorthanded to make it 3-2 Leafs. The Leafs held on to win 3-2, and here tonight a shorthanded goal by Ottawa's Thompson has them in front 2-1, 8 minutes left to play here in Ottawa. And the Senators with the puck, shot wide from the top of the slot. Dzingel let it go as the Senators kept the puck in after the Kings had won the draw. Doughty taking over. Doughty hands it off for McDermott to Camilleri. And ahead for Shore, just out of his reach. And the Senators play it down the ice. And this will go for icing. Michael Condon, his second start for Ottawa this season. 33 shots he has faced. And the third shot he faced early in the game, 24 seconds in, beat him, Martinez. And that's been it.
Just looking at that last rush by Drew Doughty. He's got the puck in a defensive zone, spins away from a player. The Kings forwards are all standing still in the neutral zone. He's got no options. They can't go up and skate alongside the Senators, guys. They've got to come back underneath the play, generate speed, so when they do get the puck, they might force a penalty by being pulled down.
Off the draw, Brown a shot, deflects over the net. Kopitar won the draw. They battle behind the net. Broussard and Iafallo, pair of 19s. For the Senators up with the puck, come to center. Stone, a feed on left wing, looks to get it back, but a quick shot from the left wing boards, and juggled Oduya with the shot, juggled by Kemper, and he holds on. Down to 7:07 left in regulation. Ottawa in front by a goal, 2-1.
Kopitar right now the only Kings forward in the third period with a shot on goal, a perimeter shot that came around 9 minutes into the period, so the Kings forwards have been locked up. They've got to find a way to penetrate and get into that offensive zone and get some pucks to the net.
And on that save off Oduya, Kemper thought he had the puck between his glove and body, but it was actually on the ice between his pads. He got a whistle, fortunately, before the Senators could swoop in. Face off to his right. Shore out now with Pearson and Toffoli. Earlier in the game, Kempe centering these two wingers. And off the draw, Pearson will tap it down the ice. And now the puck between the benches. Toffoli will knock it into the Ottawa zone.
Yeah, the only reason Shore was out in the defensive zone there was for the faceoff. After the faceoff, he went right to the bench. Kempe joins him.
Now a shot from the left wing side by Forbert. As the Senators turned it over with a cross ice pass, Forbert shot kicked out. Forbert now for Doughty in the neutral zone. Cutting to his left. And off to Pearson. Off his stick. Doughty in deep, chasing. Picked up by Pearson. Swings it to the net with a shot from the board. Save and a whistle. And a face-off in the attacking zone. Down to 6:26 left.
And again, as we see Drew Doughty pick up the puck. Ottawa seems to content to allow him to handle the puck. Knowing what the Kings forwards are doing, they're pulling themselves so far up the ice. So not only you get to that offensive blue line, you haven't got your own options to be able to get there. You've got to go through about eight or nine guys to be able to make entry into that zone. You just run out of space. So the only play the Kings are going to have is to dump it in. And without any speed, they've got very low percentage of being able to go in and retrieve that puck and get possession in the offensive end.
Six-game road trip for the Kings after five of their first six at Staples. A good test for John Stephens, the head coach, to find out where his team is at. And after last night scoring only twice, tonight only one goal, they've got to figure out how to generate some quality looks. Off the draw, a battle, Dowd along the boards with Andreoff. Pucksworth free and Burrows will send it down the ice. Will it go far enough for icing? No, Kemper plays it for Muzzin. Muzzin up the right side. Long outlet, winds up to Andreoff, off his stick and down into the Ottawa end. Andreoff a bump on Carlson. Now in for the puck, Like. Like is double-teamed, no help. And DiDomenico will clear. Puck picked up now by Alec Martinez. Kings in the middle of changes. Under 6 minutes to play. To Muzzin. Muzzin's lead pass, steered down by Lewis's stick. Lewis will chase it down with Oduya. Oduya then rims it around the wall, and let's see Was it deflected? The linesmen and referees are going to talk it over. The Kings are saying it went directly over the glass, which would be a delay of the game. We'll sort it out when we come back. 5:33 left in regulation here in Ottawa. 2-1 Senators. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Johnny Oduya does get 2 minutes for delay of the game. Puck over the glass at 14:27 here in the third. Kings trailing 2-1, their second power play of the game. Earlier this period, they give up the shorthanded goal, which is the goal by which Ottawa leads. Kopitar out with Camilleri, Brown, Doughty, and Martinez. Face off in the Ottawa end. Kings with 36 shots on goal tonight. And off the draw, Kopitar tied up along the boards by Thompson and the puck out of the zone. Kopitar got it to Camilleri for Brown on left wing, moving down low. Brown in the corner, swings it around the wall. Right side to Kopitar. His pass in the slot, a bad one. Boy, Kopitar, a tough night with the plays, and Cece will get it down the ice.
Yeah, it seems like the Kings, a little bit of mental fatigue when they've got the puck. Not that they're being forced, they're just not making high-percentage plays.
Kopitar in on right wing quickly. They set it up. Out to Martinez, to Doughty, to Martinez, to Kopitar right circle. Kopitar holding, looking at the goal line. He gave it to Brown, moves behind the net, feeds it out left side. Doughty across to Martinez, a shot blocked by Pageau, and it deflects all the way down the ice after it hit Pageau.
Boy, did that ever go a long way after coming off Pageau. They got a fortuitous bounce as it goes all the way back to the Kings' end.
Up the right wing, Kopitar checked to the Ottawa line. A minute to go on the power play. 4.5 left in regulation. 2-1 Senators. Muzzin now out. Picks it up. Muzzin. A lead pass. Tipped by Toffoli. In behind the Ottawa net. Now along the boards. Claussen check. Kings work it out to Doughty at the right point. Left point to Muzzin. Moves down low. Muzzin's pass is blocked. And the Senators will clear. Up the right wing. Thompson in the zone with Payette. A shot. Save. Rebound. Picked up by the Kings. Kings, if they hurry, 3-on-2. Toffoli in on right wing, moves in the middle, feeds it right circle. Sharp angle shot. And kicked out. Pearson with a bid. Now Muzzin across right side to Fantenberg. A shot save. Pearson out to Fantenberg, right side. Feeds it left point to Muzzin. Down to the circle. A shot and a save. No rebound. With 5 seconds left on the man advantage.
Well, just no traffic in front of the net. Condon, the goaltender, easy to find the puck. The shot's coming from the perimeter. Without those sight lines being taken away, goaltenders at this level will make those saves all day. Kings defense continue to keep getting pucks through. Unofficially here in the third period, Drew Doughty's got 3 shots on goal. Muzzin's got a shot. Fantenberg's got a shot. Forbert's got a shot. Kings forwards now not too often to be found shooting the puck.
Kings do have 39 shots in the game.